This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR,
FM.com.
Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome in. It's time for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I am Jimmy Kelts, your voice of the Owls, and my color commentary tonight, Cameron Snodgrass, is with me. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station as we ready for the Owls senior night tonight at Parkway Field. It's their last home game of the season, so they celebrated the seniors here. The celebration started at about 6:20, so we just wrapped that up. The team went back into the locker room. And the marching Owls have taken the field. The banner is out, and the Owls are ready to come out in front of their Week 8 matchup against Central Clarion. Interesting opponent this week in Central Clarion. It is a three-school co-op team, Clarion Limestone and North Clarion, but they actually have about the same amount of players as Bradford. It is a smaller team, might even be, I mean, just looking at it, it's real close, but it might even be a few less players on that team. So a smaller team doesn't have the depth as some of the teams that we faced, like Ridgeway, a lot of players on that team. Punxsie last week had a lot of kids. So we'll see if that plays any factors into it. But the size-wise, they are a bigger they have bigger kids, but a same size team as the Owls as far as numbers go. The Owls are 0-7 on the season, still trying to capture that first win for the year, and senior night would be the night to do it. And one glaring difference, there's going to be a lot of differences in this game than from prior weeks. The Owls have been facing lineup shuffles and with COVID-related quarantines and a lot of non-COVID related injuries this year. So they've been shuffling all year and that will continue tonight. But the one big glaring difference is going to be that coach Jeff Puglio will not be on the sideline after the ejection last week in Punxsutawney. He will serve a one game suspension here, which, you know, falls on senior night, which is tough for him and for the team, I'm sure. But he won't be on the sideline here tonight. We will have Coach Zitnik, the offensive coordinator, calling the offense, and we will have Coach Reddington calling the defensive plays in place of Puglio. It is something that we talked about during the coaches show, and we'll get right into that because we took a few extra minutes just to cover all the storylines going on. Central Clarion tonight, senior night, the one-game suspension, all of that. So we'll jump right into the coaches show with Jeff Puglio. It's presented by Rain or Shine Towing in Bradford. Here is the coaches show.
It's time for the coaches show again with Jeff Puglio in front of the Owls week 8 against Central Clarion County. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Happy to be here.
So the Owls after last week, I mean, might as well get this out of the way, a little groundskeeping. The last week game in Punxsutawney was kind of a frustrating game playing against a team that's starting to find their groove a little bit, but also some frustrating calls from the refs. And as that played out, we saw what happened. You're going to end up facing a one-game suspension. What was it that brought that about on the field at the time?
We've gone over it and watching the film and talking to a lot of people. I personally think it was just lack of communication between the officials and my staff and myself. If I feel like our players are in an unsafe situation, I'm going to say something. And, you know, I try to keep my composure the best I could. In 15 years, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Mm.
It's unfortunate. And what it really does is it detracts for what we should be doing and focusing on as kids on the field. So we try to put it behind us this week in practice. And, you know, it's business as usual for us. I won't be there tonight, obviously, but that doesn't change anything we do. It's you know, full speed ahead for us. It's senior night. We're excited to honor these guys and try to get a W.
Yeah, it is a bummer that you'll be missing out on senior night for these guys, the last home game of the season from Parkway Field. Coach Zitnik will obviously still be calling the plays on offense. Who'll be filling in, taking over for some of your duties?
So Coach Reddington is our defensive coordinator for the JVs. Him and I work closely together with the game plans each week. He's my spotter usually week to week. So he's going to come down on the field and he'll call the defense and kind of run the game from that aspect from the field, which is a little different, but you know, not really, because I mean, he has a lot of experience being on the field, so it shouldn't change much for us and what the kids are used to, and that's kind of what we want to do, is keep this as normal as possible.
Okay, and speaking of you know, teams that are kind of figuring it out as the season progresses, Central Clarion is going to be who we're hosting this week in Week 8, and they started off the season 0-4. They've won their last two. It was a win against Kane, 34-26. That one was a little closer than their most recent win against Ridgeway, 33-14. And is it kind of a similar situation? Because we've done the same thing. We've seen the offense and defense, really, but we've really seen the offense for the Owls progress after the first couple of weeks and get a lot better. Is it a similar situation, or was it just they were missing guys? What was it with this team that they're just starting to figure it out now?
I'm not sure. You watch them on film. They're big, physical up front. So I'm not sure what happened early on in the season for them. Maybe they had guys out and they're getting them back, and we're kind of the exact opposite.
Yeah.
We had guys that were losing. You know, we'll be shorthanded again, like we will for the rest of the way. So, you know, it's just a tale of two seasons for the two schools. I mean, I think that they're starting to come together, getting things clicking, where we're still trying to figure lineups out, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So it's just been one of those years for us.
Yeah, it's been a tough one. And luckily, I think we got through most of last week, if memory recalls. We got through most of it unscathed as far as injuries go. But let's talk about that game. Talk about the versatility of Elijah Fitton, who we saw start the game at quarterback again, and there was a change at one point in the first half where he brought in Talon Reese, and he played quarterback, and then Fitton actually moved to a running back role and also worked out of, I think I might have seen him line up in a slot a couple of times with an empty backfield. But boy, he goes as a quarterback, and then he had a great game out of the backfield, and he also had an interception. So he's kind of just doing it everywhere on the field. Are we going to see more Talon Reese at quarterback to get Elijah Fitton out there in space?
Yeah, obviously the ball has to go through Elijah. If we're going to be successful, it's because he's having a good night for us. So when he moves to the F position, and what we're seeing, especially with the injuries we have, that, you know, to maximize the athlete's, you know, would he mind playing some F so we can bring Talon in? And try to, like I said, maximize the athletes. And he was all for it. I mean, Elijah's the ultimate team guy. Whatever he has to do to help the team is what he wants to do. So you'll see him in a bunch of different roles tonight. Quarterback at F, and our F lines up in all kinds of different spots offensively. So, yeah, whatever we got to do to try to maximize his touches. And defensively, he's been, you know, he's a corner that was moved to inside linebacker due to injury. You know, that's the thing people don't want to really talk about, is when we have an injury, I don't have six linebackers behind
right. You
know, a guy. So a guy like Mike Gow goes down, and we have to move Elijah from corner to linebacker. You know, so it hurts a couple positions. And what we're seeing is now we want to try him more at some free safety to see if he can see the field a little bit more than from that linebacker position. So he's going to be in a couple different spots on defense as well.
Wow, that's impressive. He's playing multiple different positions on both sides of the field. Any other, with that, kind of moving him around a little bit on defense, is there anything else to look for maybe on the defensive line? You brought in Laktash as defensive end last week. Is there any other differences there?
Yeah, we're trying to get some speed up there. Dalton Dixon's going to take a shot at the other end. So that's two of linebackers converted to defensive ends for us. Again, trying to pick up some speed. So that's creating opportunities for a freshman, two freshmen, really, Joe Carey and Evan Whitmore, are going to get a lot of reps tonight on defense. And that's something I'm really excited to see, is how they handle it. Now, they're freshmen, so you got to understand there's going to be mistakes there. But, you know, the message to them all week has been, just play aggressive, trust your keys, and go. Mistakes are going to happen. Can't worry about it. Just play through it and do your best. And these two are really, really confident in what they've been showing in practice, and I'm excited for their opportunity.
Oh, that sounds excellent. We'll get a nice extended look at some of the young guys while also honoring the seniors and seeing those guys, Dalton Dixon and Elijah Fitton, really get out there and be able to showcase their abilities as well. So that sounds amazing here tonight for senior night against Central Clarion. And then we'll miss you, obviously, down there on the sideline, but we'll catch you next week against Carn City. We hope to see a good game tonight there for senior night and let the kids go out there and have some fun. But either way, we'll catch you next week, Coach. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yep, thanks for having me. Let's go, Owls.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. That was the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio, presented by Rain or Shine Towing. Now that we've gotten through that, I can bring in Cam, my color commentary, to talk about this game. And just to recap real quick there, what Coach was talking about with the suspension, you know, it's something that we talked a little bit more about off the record, but, you know, it was the same tone. I wouldn't say anything that we didn't know ahead of time was going to be put on the show, but it was the same tone. He was, it was an in the moment thing. The moment passed and it's over now, but what it takes away from is tonight. It takes away from the kids. And just to, it's not something I want to dwell on, but we had four redos. This is just a fact, and it's not a commentary or an opinion or anything. We had four redos that night, and I don't know that I've seen one in any other game since I've been doing commentary for the Owls. So that's just a little taste of how that went down. But without him tonight, and with the lineup changes, and Coach Reddington in calling the defense, you know, we're going to see some new looks here tonight. But the Owls are going to have to figure it out here if they want to pull out a win at home for senior night.
Yeah, it starts with short-term memory loss, of course. You have to forget what happened last week. And really, they should be playing with a chip on their shoulder this week because you want to be playing for Coach Puglio. It's senior night, their last home game. So if they come out with the same intensity but a little bit cleaner, because things got chippy last week, and they can get that controlled aggression, then they might be able to translate it into some big plays, smart football, and hopefully go out and leave Parkway Field with a W.
Yeah, I think, as you mentioned, having that kind of the chip on the shoulder mentality, that, you know, the old the Tom Brady kind of mentality when they come out here tonight, they also are going to have to back that up. And we've seen the offense click. I mean, we've seen them just come alive as the Owls take the field here. To kick off, Abinuzzo, and we'll have Central Clarion receiving first. But they need to put it together on both sides of the ball, and that's really what they've been missing. So as we get ready for kickoff here, we'll start our intro and be ready for the first quarter. Bradford Owls Senior Night hosting Central Clarion on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome in. The first quarter is officially underway here from Parkway Field for the Owls Senior Night. They're going to start out on defense, and we will get into the starting lineups brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. But right now, it's time for first and 10. Central Clarion returned it to about the 37-yard line after a really nice kick by Abinuzzo. Here's a run up the middle, and it's going to go for about 6 yards. And the Owls, on that kickoff return, boy, we have somebody limping off the field already. On that kickoff return, came up with a really nice tackle. We see a kind of a big chunk here, but did see a few people come to that ball.
Yeah, they're starting to swarm to the football, and I think they learned that last week, how important that is as a team and to play with that group mentality. And looks like Clarion, Central Clarion's running a old formation they always used to run, the old wing T.
The old wing T. Yep. Here's second and 4, and the run is going to be good for a first down. He gets across midfield and to the Owls' 47-yard line. And the player that limped off the field was Isaiah Fitton. Looks like he's getting a tape job right now. So it was not a cramp. It was something with the ankle.
Yeah, he could have rolled his ankle on that because we saw him coming in on a blitz play there, and someone could have stepped on his foot.
So first and 10 for Central Clarion from the 47-yard line in Bradford territory here. And two plays have gotten him into – the Owls territory. Now here's a sweep out to the left, and that's going to be stopped after a gain of about 5 yards as well.
So when you are on defense and you're defending the wing tee, the most important thing to do is having your defensive ends, what we call sitting down or waiting, and that's getting to the edge, sitting and waiting. Yeah. So if they can manage to do that and bring pressure with the linebackers, they might be able to stop this rushing attack by Central Clarion.
Second and five here, and I was just about to say, yeah, it's kind of a game of patience here. If you can stand your ground and just wait to read where that run is going to go. And here's a handoff and somebody in the backfield, but he's able to shake it and gets the throw off, and it's falling incomplete at about the 10-yard line. One-on-one coverage there, and Jared Wilmoth was a step behind, and Central Clarion had a chance, but it just got overthrown.
I'm going to give some kudos cookies out to Jared Wilmoth, because this formation is a hard formation to cover, do pass coverage with, because you don't know where the ball's going. And Jared stuck with this guy, knew his assignment, so kudos to him. Great job.
Yeah, on the play action as well there, as they fake the handoff and then roll it out, almost end up with a 30-yard and possibly a touchdown. So here's a handoff on third and five, and it's going to get bounced around to the right, and it'll get come down for a first, but there is a flag on the play. And while we await the word for that penalty, we'll get to our starting lineups brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. So for the Owls on defense, which is on the field first tonight, the defensive ends, Lucas Laktash, as we heard, moved there last week, and Dalton Dixon will make his first appearance at defensive end tonight. The tackles will be Nolan Gonzalez and Vince Adada. We will have outside linebackers Isaiah Fitton and Brett Thompson. The middle linebackers will be Evan Whitmore and Ashton Smith. Cornerbacks Jared Wilmoth and Caleb Shenfield. And Elijah Fitton will be roaming as a free safety, but we also know that he will get swapped in for linebacker as the game progresses. Much like on the other side of the ball, we'll see him in and out of quarterback. So the penalty cam?
Looked like a face mask.
So that moves Central Clarion to first and 10 from the 30. And it's going to be a run right up the middle and a short gain of about, more than short. Not farther than I thought. It looks like it got about 6 yards on it.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the wing tee can either kill you or make you look phenomenal, is they have to stay home with the quarterback. The quarterback can run the football too. So
yeah.
And that time the quarterback won that battle.
So it was a gain of five. So we'll be looking at a second and five here. And Central Clarion, again, much like the last couple of opponents that we faced, have shown that they are going to run this ball, and they don't, they're not trying to hide it. Here's a sweep out to the left, and in open space gets the first down and finally dragged down at the 10 yard line. But some dangerous defensive positioning there, and almost had a hole to the end zone.
Yeah, it's a lot of deception, a lot of fake, a lot of movement in the backfield, and you have to pay attention to where the football is going. It's kind of like that game where you had three cups and you put a ball.
Yeah.
And you have to pay attention to where the ball's at.
So we have Jace Ferguson, number one, the starting quarterback for Central Clarion. And it's going to be a handoff to the right, and he's going to walk right into the end zone following his lead blocker. Central Clarion is going to take a 6-0 lead.
We do have a flag on the play.
So we'll see what the flag is here, but that is going to be a problem the Owls will have to address. And again, as we talked about with Coach Puglio, it's been – what do we have there, Cam?
We got an offensive holding balls coming back. No touchdown.
Okay, so no touchdown there for Central Clarion. That'll take away the touchdown, take away the positive yardage, and I'll bring them back to first and goal from the 14-yard line. So loss of five. A lot of injuries. Everybody's been dealing with the COVID and everything, but the Bradford team has seen so many injuries this year. So here's first and goal from the 14. And it's going to be a run on the left side. And the ball carry is wrapped up and thrown around. It's going to come down about the 9-yard line, courtesy of Dalton Dixon.
Yeah, courtesy of Dalton Dixon. He picked them up and kind of chucked them. He said, nah, not up in here.
Had him around the waist, and they got into a bit of a spin cycle there. So Dixon just picked him up, threw him back down. Some Greco-Roman style tackling there. So here's second and goal from the 9.
And Ferguson hands it off. Fullback right up the middle. Bounces off one tackle and gets inside the five. Brought down at about the four-yard line.
Yeah, if we can get – we had a lineman there on the tackle. If we can get that wrapped up, we stop him right at the line of scrimmage. So, hopefully – I mean, I'm sure the coaches preach it every week is wrap up, tackle, don't let go of your guy. And if we can do that well today, we have a great shot at stopping this offense.
Yeah, that first contact there, as you mentioned, right at the line, bounced right off of it and moved forward for a gain of a few. And that puts him at third and goal now. Got a couple more chances here to punch it in from the four. And this play is whistled dead as the ball is snapped. It was going to be a run right up the middle through the gut.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a false start here against Central Clarion.
And it looked like a holding call, but oh, it was offsides on Central Clarion. So lined up over the scrimmage line, and they'll replay third down, but the loss of five is going to make it third and goal from about the 8-9 yard line. 7 minutes left in the first quarter, still 0-0 after the first Central Clarion touchdown got wiped out with a penalty. And the Owls get a little more breathing room here on third down, try to keep them out of the end zone. It's going to be a passing play on third down. Ferguson is scrambling in the backfield, and he's sacked for a loss of two.
Perfectly timed blitz by Coach Reddington. I love that. You know they're showing pass, and I'm sure he told the boys, if you see them line up in the pass formation, we're going to call it dogs and send the dogs after him. So great job by them.
So actually missed who came away with that sack there, but
I think it was Elijah.
Yeah, I believe it was either Elijah or Laktash. Maybe the two of them were back in that area. And here's another passing play. It's going to be lobbed up to the corner. It's bobbled and falls incomplete. Jared Wilmoth might have got a hand up on it. And it falls to the corner of the end zone. Turnover on downs, and the Owls get a big stop here on the first Central Clarion possession.
Yeah, that's a good bend-don't-break mentality there. And they weathered the storm, and usually football teams will come out with their best stuff on the first drive to see what will work and what won't work. And we're seeing a good mix-up, a great job by the Owls defense.
So because it was a taller receiver, and Wilmoth is one of the shorter guys on the team. Here's first and 10 for the Owls. And do we have Fitton starting, or looks like Talon might be starting? Talon starting at quarterback. Handoff to Fitton, and it's going to be a gain of about 4 yards.
Yeah, they're getting them coming out early. Going to try to establish the run so we can get the pass working.
Isaiah still out on the field. Isaiah Fitton, and as he hobbled over to his position there, you can see the ankle is still bothering him. And here's Reese dropping back for second down. It's tipped. Lucas Laktash just over his head and falling incomplete.
Yeah, we want to see Talon. We're in our fourth game of seeing Talon in, on a varsity level, and he's got to start taking these deep breaths before throwing the football because he's still coming out anxious throwing it. So he just needs to lower the blood pressure, relax, and play backyard football.
Especially here on the first drive. The first drive that he's entered the game every time has been pretty wild for him. So here is third down, and that one's overthrown again, but that was to Fitton, who has a visible limp. So I'll give Reese the benefit of the doubt on that. We're entering fourth down. So before the Owls make their decision here, it looks like they're going to punt it away with Dalton Dixon in the backfield. The starting lineups for the offense, brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, was we had Talon Reese starting at quarterback. The offensive line was Luke Kerr, Landon McGarry, John Nellis, Vince Adada, and Nolan Gonzalez. Ashton Smith was in the backfield. Here's the punt by Dixon. It's going to go to about the 46-yard line, and it's muffed. And the Owls were in good position to maybe jump on top of that. We'll see what the ruling is. And we have Fitton comes up with it, but the refs whistle signal that it's Central Clarion's ball. But Fitton came up with the ball in his hand there. Just ripped it away under the pile. And our wide receivers were Lucas Laktash, Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, Isaiah Fitton, and we also have Ryan Ward cycling in as well.
That was a quick recovery by the Central Clarion guy. That was a good opportunity for the Owls. They were so close.
I mean, one or two of them were just about right on top of it. But, yeah, good awareness by the receiver there. as Ferguson and Central Clarion takes over at the Bradford 45-yard line for first and 10. And he's dropping back for another pass. So it's open wide over the middle. It's caught at the 15, 10, 5. And that's a touchdown for Central Clarion. One play, 45 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, coverage broke there because they got sold on the run. They thought they were going to run. We're going to get a roughing the passer penalty on, who do we have? Number 14, Dalton.
14's Dalton Dixon.
Yeah, Dalton's going to get called for the roughing the passer. He hit him about a second after he threw the ball.
So I do believe we had Ferguson passing. Now, I thought it was Ryan Hummel, but he's listed as a free safety and the backup quarterback, so I'm not sure that that's correct. But either way, 45-yard touchdown, and Central Clarion going for the point after. Put down is up, and the kick is blocked, and the Owls will at least come away with a blocked extra point there, and Central Clarion leads 6-0 with 5:29 left in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for the Owls senior night, hosting Central Clarion, who just took a 6-0 lead after a 45-yard touchdown pass to Christian Simcoe. And then the Owls blocked the extra point. And you just heard from Toji's there, and we have Toji's touchdown sweepstakes going on tonight. Four names were pulled from both Toji's Family Restaurant and Toji's Substation and assigned a quarter of the game. The first quarter contestant is Brian Lampman. Brian, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you'll receive a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. It's Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Enter today at either location. And coming off the... now, that was just a receiver, Simcoe, that just got behind all the defenders, got open, and was able to corral in a nice pass. Took it in stride. Here is the return. I believe that is Dixon running it back. No, it's Fitton, and he's got room if he can beat one man, and he does. At the 30, at the 40, midfield to the 50. Cuts inside at the 45, and still on his feet at the 30-yard line. We'll see where he actually touched out. But what a return here to spark something. It's actually closer to the 37. He must have touched out of bounds and then bounced out a few yards after. But what a return from Elijah Fitton.
Ooh, he's got some electricity in his veins, don't he?
He is fun to watch, that's for sure. But that was nice blocking, but it was also some pretty incredible moves as he hit the sideline and then juked inside at about midfield, picked up another 17 yards after that. First and 10. From the 37-yard line. Reese takes the snap and hands it off to Fitton, who breaks one tackle, but the line kind of collapses in on him, and it's going to be a gain of 2 yards.
Yeah, they are trying to establish the run and trying to bring that extra man up into the box from Central Clarion so then they can kind of spread the ball out more. But if you pay attention at the top of the field, Dixon is one-on-one, and I'm sure they're going to want to take some shots there.
Yeah, this might be a good time to do it, and that's going to be an offsides, should be called on Central Clarion, as Reese does a good job drawing the defensive lineman over the line of scrimmage. And Fitton came up to the ref there. So he disagreed with it, and we saw it wrong as well. That's going to be a false start on the Owls. 5-yard penalty, repeat second down.
I didn't see anyone on the line jump until after the Clarion guy engaged past the line.
Reese gives the clap, and he's been doing it all night. He's been doing it for as long as we've seen him. He gives the clap right there, and that drew the defensive lineman off, but they called it the false start. And there's Dixon in the one-on-one. The pass is complete, and he's wrapped up by a lot of white jerseys after a gain of about 10 yards. So it's going to make it second and 5.
yeah, get the ball into your best receiver's hands and see what they can do. So, yeah, hopefully you keep going on the Dixon train, and once they start doubling up on him, you're going to see Wilmoth and Laktish come open.
And Coach Puglio mentioned, you know, if the Owls win tonight, it's because Elijah Fitton had a good game, and I would like to add Dalton Dixon into that category. Reese is on the run, and he's come down hard in the backfield for a loss of about 15. Oh, a big sack there for Central Clarion and a big hit for Talon Reese.
And Talon did the right thing, and that's something.
Take it.
Yeah, you take the hit right there, and because in the past weeks that Talon's trying to throw that ball and force it, and there was no one open there. So great mind by Talon. Get the ball down, kind of pin them. Dalton's got a boot on him. So
it is fourth down now after a loss. Puts him back to the 45-yard line. So that's where Dalton will kick from. He'll be able to pin this inside the 10 if he hits it right, and it's going to take a fair catch at about the 16-yard line. So Owls weren't quite able to get downfield to get him away from that fair catch, and that's usually where Dalton gets a nice bounce. But Central Clarion will take over deep into their own territory at about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, you just want to don't replicate what you did on defense last time, but you still have to continue bringing the pressure. I'm sure everyone who's been listening to Jimmy and I is getting that fifth man in the box, and we saw it against Punxsutawney last week, and we're already starting to see it early here, so hopefully they maintain it.
We saw that the man that usually came up last week was Fitton from the inside linebacker position. Here's first and 10, and it's going to be a small gain on a run of about 2, maybe 3 yards, actually. It's going to bring up a second and long. But now Fitton is not in the inside linebacker. He's currently lined up at safety, as Coach Puglio said, trying to see if he could just kind of see the field a little better, maybe come away with a couple of big plays when Central Clarion does decide to throw the ball. Second and 7. Here's the snap. Ferguson, and it's in the backfield, absolutely blown up. And the Owls come away with a big play in the backfield there, tackle for a loss.
Yeah, Ashton Smith sniffed that out, blew it up, hit the right gap, and if they can maintain this, Jimmy, we might have ourselves a good football game on our hands.
And if they can come away here with a three and out situation, they'll also be winning the battle of field position. As we're looking at 6-0, 2:12, 2:10 left in the first quarter. We know Abby Nuzzo can hit those field goals, the extra points. So that would be an easy way to get at least a 1-point lead here if they can hold Central Clarion off, get the ball back, get a score. Here's 3rd and 9. Ferguson takes the snap from the backfield, and it's floated right over the top. They had a receiver. It was Ryan Hummel, but it floats right over his head, and that brings up a 4th down, 4th and 9. And in this field position, you assume, you know, whether or not they have a great leg, they're going to try to punt this ball away.
Well, number one, you want to watch out for the fake. Number two, that last play, I'm going to give the freshman, Evan Wentmore, a break on that coverage. First play, someone ran right up the seam. It's a tough route to cover, so we'll give him a break.
Yeah, Evan Wentmore starting down there at middle linebacker tonight in place of Fitton. And here's the punt. It's a high snap. Boy, and he's got it away. It was a beautiful punt. And it's muffed at the 50-yard line. Central Clarion might have jumped on top of that. Same situation as when the Owls punted last. But this one was much less clear. It is recovered by Bradford. As we saw the ref just dive right in there into the pile and try to see who had the ball. Looked like he wasn't sure either.
He's not over his high school days still trying to get into that dog.
He jumped into that dog pile with a lot more courage than I think I would have. So hats off to him. 1:43 left now in the first quarter. Central Clarion leads 6-0. And Reese is in the backfield. He's got Elijah Fitton on his left, and double twins, two wide receivers on either side, and almost draws the offsides again. Takes the snap, and it's a hesitation and a handoff to Fitton. He breaks two tackles and gets a gain of about 7 yards.
Yeah, right now I have a well-balanced offense. We have 3 pass and 3 rushing plays.
Yeah.
With the sack on Talon.
It's like, I thought maybe we had somebody down there, but it looked like maybe just a shoelace or something as somebody was just bent over. But boy, Fitton ran into 2 different tacklers there. And luckily, they got to him one at a time, and he was able to break 1, break 2. and keep going. Gain of 7. Now that allows Reese to throw on second down, and the pass falls short of Lucas Laktash and will be incomplete.
Yeah, they're trying to bubble screen and trying to get Laktash out in open space, and it was just underthrown.
So we'll have a 3rd and 3 now. Reese again with double splits and fit in the backfield, but we're going to take a timeout.
Yeah, I think we have a referee timeout. Someone's not ready.
Yeah, I saw the – I believe that was the like a 30-second signal. And here we are.
Looked like the ref was raising the roof there.
He was, yeah. Went deep 90s. So here's 3rd down. Reese with a quick pass across the middle to Isaiah Fitton, and it's caught for a 1st down.
That is a tough pass to make. And for Isaiah to catch that and Talon to kind of squeeze it in where there was no room, I'm going to give credit to both of them. Great pass and catch there.
Quick slant route there from Fitton, and he is still has a noticeable limp out there on the field. But Talon puts it right in the breadbasket, and Fitton brings up Isaiah Fitton, takes up the 1st down. So here's 1st and 10 from the 41, and right over the middle, and I believe it's intercepted by Central Clarion, and it is.
That's one of the craziest interceptions I've seen since the Ridgeway game, is that I thought the defender came in early on the hit too, and the ball was thrown in front of him, and somehow he had his arm wrapped around the waist, trapped the ball against Isaiah, and when he hit the ground, just tucked it. I don't know. So that's a good.
So 1st and 10 after the interception at the 38-yard line. It was maybe early contact, but it's fine if you're making a play on the ball. And if you come away with an interception, it's hard to argue that he wasn't making a play on the ball. It was weird that he almost caught it from the other, from behind the intended receiver. So, you know, hats off to that defender there for making a big play. And we have another.
I think Coach Zetnik's asking for an explanation as to why that wasn't defensive pass interference.
Yeah. So here's 1st and 10. Ferguson over the middle and or on the right side, rather, and it falls incomplete over the head of his intended receiver. And that was Simcoe again.
Well, it's either the Owls aren't paying attention to when the quarterback's releasing the football, or they're trying to get into the quarterback's head, because that's going to be the 2nd roughing the passer call we've seen in the 1st quarter.
So another flag in the backfield there turns into a 15-yard penalty. And incomplete pass on 1st down from the 38 turns into a 1st and 10 from the 47 rather, of Bradford territory. So all of a sudden, Central Clarion across midfield, 31 seconds left in the 1st quarter. Got a man in motion. Ferguson gives it to him, and he's off and running. He's got the 1st down and brought down inside the 35-yard line. Looks like he's going to be marked at about the 34.
The Owls defense lost contain right there, Jimmy. The defensive end got sucked in on the fake. And when you had the guy that's in that jet motion, he had however many yards rushing that was right there. That's about the space that he had. So it's important to keep your contain when you're a defensive end.
So caught him nicely timed, snapped, catches the man fluidly in motion. And that should be the end of the 1st quarter. And it is. So we end the 1st quarter with a score of Central Clarion 6, Bradford Owls 0. Here at the Owls senior night at Parkway Field. Again, their last home game of the season, down 6-0 to Central Clarion. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
No score for the Owls there in the first quarter as it's 6-0 Central Clarion, and that means Brian Lampman wins a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. And we move on to our second quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. There's first and 10 for Central Clarion, and the Owls get to Ferguson in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of at least five, maybe six. Seven.
Yeah.
No, six.
I like the matchup. I like what they're doing with Dalton and Lactash at end. And they looks like Lactash has a favorable matchup. That right tackle, a little bit smaller than Lactash, it looks like.
So that brings up a second and 16 here for Central Clarion. Our second quarter contestant is Lucy Nuzzo for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Second, oh, and the screenplay actually was a few yards up from the screen. But either way, wide open man on the left side, and it's overthrown again. So we've seen Ferguson with quite a few of those overthrown passes tonight.
Yeah, and it looks like, I mean, the kind of the silver lining with the rough in the pass, he gave up the 15 yards, but quarterback's a little rattled, it looks like.
Yeah, quite possibly. We've seen him. I mean, that was the first where we had like a wide open man. Don't know where his defender was, but we had a wide open guy there. And here he is again. This time he's hit, and he's across the middle of the field and inside the 30-yard line, and brought down at about the. We'll see if it's enough for a first down. I believe it's going to be just short. Yeah, fourth and one here. So the Owls are going to need to come away with a big stop.
Yeah, you're going to call a blitz play here, kind of go for broke.
All out. You either get to them in the backfield or you give it up here. Here's fourth and one, and they are showing an all-out blitz. Ferguson stops, checks the sideline. He's got three men in the backfield behind him, one wide receiver out to the left. And here's the snap, and it's whistled dead.
I think we're going to get a false start here.
It's a false start on Central Clarion. So that fourth and one turns into a fourth and six, and the Owls have a lot more breathing room here, and Central Clarion has a decision to make.
Most likely going to see them go for it because that's, what, a 43-yard field goal?
Yes. Yeah, right in that. 40-plus.
Yeah, 40-plus. Not a lot of D9 kickers can make that.
They're mostly, their decision is, what the heck do we call on fourth and six?
Yeah, the Owls defense has been a little stingy. I love it.
Yeah, inconsistent, a bit inconsistent, but boy, when they're on, they're making some big plays. And that mix a few big plays in the backfield in with that false start for Central Clarion, and it might turn into another turnover on downs here. Here's a snap, and we've got another whistle, another flag on play. This time the flag comes from the Owl side of the field, and it's a delay game on Central Clarion. Wow. Meltdown there. Turns a fourth and one into a fourth and 11. Now lining up at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, you can kind of go right back into regular defensive play calling here. And, yeah, we should be winning that battle right there with our defensive
end.
Here's
the snap. Fourth and 11, airing it out. And it is dropped. It's a turnover on downs. And if there was ever a time for the Owls to swing the momentum and try to get ahead, it is now, as this Central Clarion team is visibly a little shaken after the back-to-back penalties, some overthrown passes. If the Owls can get ahead by a few points before halftime, I think that is the answer here.
Yeah, absolutely. The offense has got to get clicking. Talon's got to start making his right reads. Right now he's 2 of 6 right now with the interception in 15 yards. So hit the open man. They're playing a pretty soft coverage.
So here's 1st and 10 for the Owls. 35-yard line, their own territory. Reese awaits the snap. Drops back, looks to his left, and he's got Dalton Dixon there, and it's overthrown, finger-tipped, and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he's... When Talon's throwing the ball, it's different than Elijah because Elijah will throw a strike, a bullet. There's not a lot of curvature on it.
Only on those deep ones.
Yeah. But when Talon's throwing it anywhere on the field, he always has a little loft to it, like a nice golf shot with the wedge. And if he can just straighten that out.
Here's 2nd and 10, and this one's going to be a handoff. Elijah Finn has no help, but he bounces off of the tackle somehow twice. He's still up, but he fumbled the football, picked it back up in the backfield. Now he's trying to run back upfield. It's still going to be a loss, but boy, the offensive line just broke down there. Fitton tried to do something with it and ended up losing a couple extra yards.
Yeah, at some point you got to count your loss. I love the effort, though. Love it.
I mean, he was doing everything he could there. Broke 2 tackles, and when I say 2 tackles, I mean 6, because each one, there were 3 defenders on him. And then lost the ball trying to turn it around, turn the field the other way, picked it back up, and ends up losing about 8 yards there. So here's 3rd and 18, and Wilmoth is just overshot. Probably could have come down with that one. It would have been well short of even the line of scrimmage, much less a 1st down. So that's going to bring up a 4th. And the Owls, after getting that big, going from 4th and 1 to a turnover on downs after 4th and 11, are going to bring in Dalton Dixon to punt this one away.
Yeah, I don't know. These passes just aren't falling like they have been. So I don't know what the right call is on offense. Hopefully they can get Talon spoken to.
So here's Dixon's punt. Travels across to the 45-yard line, and that's muffed as well. I think he's able to jump on top of it. He is. And he's going to get possession at the 46-yard line.
Oh, we got a flag.
So the flag... We'll see. Await word from the refs here. It looks like I have somebody coming from the far sideline, and it was a false start on the Owls, but it was declined. Weird.
Oh, illegal formation.
Illegal formation. Still weird that entire play went the way it did before we.
Well, the play shouldn't have happened.
That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like. But it's declined, and a 1st down. Central Clarion will take over at the 46-yard line on their own territory here. So they are backed up a little bit after the turnover on downs. Bradford is basically just able to punt it back away. Here's a handoff to the left side, bouncing off tackles, and finally comes down after about 6 yards, 5 yards.
Well, if they were still doing the jacked-up segment on ESPN, unfortunately, one of our Owls would have been the victim of that, because when they pulled that guard, I believe – I think it was Dalton came in, and he got lawn-chaired, basically. But it's still, you're in the right spot. That's what you want to be. That's what you want to do as a defensive end, just sit there and wait.
Yeah, you're going to take a few losses when you're going after all those plays like he is. And the handoff is blown up in the backfield for a loss of 7. So after 2nd and 5, handoff goes awry. He's brought down. They were in Bradford territory. They're going to go all the way back to the 44-yard line. And a nice job there by the Owls defense, just making the read.
This is going to sound odd to say, but I think this is going to be a defensive battle this game.
I mean, you take away right now, it's 6-0. Still only, 7 minutes left in the first half, but it has been struggle offensively. Here's Ferguson taking off to his left, rolling out, looking for a man. He's got one downfield. It's overthrown. The only possible reception made there would have been an interception by Caleb Shenfield, but it falls incomplete.
Good coverage by our secondary. We had
excellent.
Yeah, we had at least 3 dudes in the vicinity there.
Yeah, and again, that was another overthrown ball by Ferguson, but a lot more black than there was white out there for the ball. And that's going to bring up another 4th down and 4th and 12 here. Central Clarion's going to have to punt it away. We've got Elijah Fitton to return. He's set up at about the 25-yard line. The Owls are currently working from right to left. Here's the punt. It's a line drive caught at the 20. by Fitton. He's going to take it back. He's at the 30, making moves. Gets to the sideline, turns upfield. There's a flag on the play, and he goes out of bounds at about the 46. 42, rather.
Well, 9 out of 10 times when there's a penalty holding on return, it's going to be against the return team. And our guy didn't do a good job at selling that he wasn't holding him. So this is going to come back.
It's another nice effort on a return from Fitton. He has been electric on these kickoff and punt returns. And it is holding against the Owls. So that's going to bring them back. They were got to about the 42-yard line. They will still obviously get their possession. It will be a first and 10, but it's going to bring them back to the 30-yard line. So it must be that had them marked at the 40 and lost a 10 on the penalty there. So first and 10 from the 30, and we've got Talon Reese alone in the backfield, trips on the left. He takes a low snap, loses it, has to fall on top of it. So rough snap there, and Reese is just able to get on top of it, keep from a turnover. Loss of 6.
Yeah, you do start to wonder when we're going to see Elijah back in that quarterback to kind of get a spark going on the offense.
Yeah, I was surprised because the last couple of weeks they've been starting Elijah there and then rotating him out. Maybe this is going to be the opposite this week. Here's Reese on 2nd and 16, looking, and it's overthrown again. This time intended target was Lactash.
Yeah, these passes are just sailing. It's like they're playing at Mile High Stadium right now.
Yeah, flying right over the heads of the Owls receivers here tonight. Reese, again, you know, playing his last game at home, a freshman. Only his second start at quarterback. He had one start when Fitton was on the out with a quarantine, and he's come into a few games, but this is his second start. So this pass is complete to Fitton in the middle of the field. He's bouncing off a few defenders, trying to fight for some first down yardage. He's going to come up just short, but what an effort there from Fitton to get a gain of about 14 yards and make it. There's another flag on the play in the backfield.
Most likely going to be a holding.
Boy, that
or an eligible receiver downfield. What if that was a screen?
Would have been looking at about a 4th and 2 there, and after Fitton's able to fight his way forward after contact, and yeah.
An eligible receiver downfield.
On the Owls. So that's going to bring that back. We'll replay 3rd down, and the Owls will be setting up. See, they haven't moved anything back yet.
Yeah, now
so still coming back to the 19-yard line.
Kind of got to take your shot here. It's 3rd down and long.
3rd and 21 is what the Owls are looking at. 3rd and 21, and we've got Fitton in the backfield and double twins. Reese awaits the snap, steps back, and it's underthrown to Dalton Dixon. That falls incomplete, and that's going to bring up a 4th down. The Owls are going to have to.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
After some technical difficulties there, here's 1st and 10 from Central Clarion from the Owls 45-yard line and brought down in the backfield. Ooh, a little extra flavor there by our Owls defender, Landon McGarry, who comes up with a big play in the backfield, but did the old Allen Iverson step over afterwards.
A little bit of hot sauce on it. I like this attitude the defense is playing with.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 18. So the Owls, not quite sure when we lost connection there. But the Owls had the incomplete pass on a 4th and 21. Had to punt it away. And that sets up Central Clarion at the 45-yard line in Bradford territory. First down is the big loss. And here's second and long. And out of the backfield, it's caught. Elijah Fitton is finally able to wrap him up after a gain of about, almost 30 yards.
Yeah. Oh, we got a flag.
A late one. So that's not good. Probably some unsportsmanlike. Exactly. If we can find the call here. The ball is set up where the play took us to the 26-yard line. And we're still awaiting the call. It was a late flag. Came right over where the tackle was made by Elijah Fitton. After the tackle was made. So that's not a good sign.
A lot of looking over towards Central Clarion.
A little chit-chatting here by the refs and some looking back and forth. Don't know if they're looking for a number or exactly what we're talking about here. There was a third referee over there.
It's been like,
and it is on Central Clarion. Oh, no. Wait.
Yep.
I was confused on that second hand gesture there, but the it is down on Central Clarion. Oh, it was a first down call.
Yep.
So they had the yardage for a first down, but the unsportsmanlike was on Central Clarion. So first and 10 from the 41, and going to get bunched up after a gain of about maybe no gain there, maybe a gain of a yard, brings up a second and 9.
Yeah, we haven't seen this all year, but the Owls are winning the battle in the trench, so good for them. I hope they can maintain it for 2.5 more quarters.
Since the most recent Central Clarion turnover on downs, we have been losing the battle in field position just a little bit at a time, but this defense has really been stepping up in a way we haven't seen yet this season. Here's the screen, another flag on the play. Fitton's able to make a shoestring tackle, but we have a flag down right near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're going to call either a pick, an offensive pass interference, or a block in the back. So this ball is definitely coming back. It's just what the call is.
So that was a 2nd and 9. The play goes for a first down to the 29-yard line. Had to get to the 31. And I think that was a holding.
Yep.
Yeah, so holding on Central Clarion. Replay the second down. So that's going to be a 10-yard, but it's from the spot of the foul, which I do believe was right on the line of scrimmage anyways. So we'll be looking at, must have been in the backfield a bit.
Yep.
So holding was a bit in the backfield, and that's actually going to turn into about that's right around 10 yards. So we're looking at a 2nd and 20. Here's Ferguson with a long pass, and he's getting aired out and caught after the Owls defender just got burned there. I believe that was Shenfield.
Yeah,
kind of
like
got
it.
Burned or yeah, I believe it is Shenfield, but kind of got burned. I don't know if he got tricked there because all of a sudden, as soon as that ball went up, we had Central Clarion's receiver just kind of get to that spot really quickly, almost like they were both at a jog and then he turned it on. Shenfield wasn't ready for it, but it brings up a 1st and 10. From the 16-yard line. So Central Clarion knocking on the door here. Still up 6-0, and that pass goes over his head. We've got 4 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, they're trying to hit that bubble screen. It looks like they're trying to catch the Owls' soft coverage off guard and get some free yards. But no, the quarterback isn't low completion percentage. These quarterbacks, both quarterbacks on both teams, the ball ain't hitting where they're anticipating it to.
Handful of good, nicely placed passes, but a lot of overthrown balls. And here's Ferguson, sends a man in motion, and he's going to get the handoff. He's going to get dragged down after a gain of about six yards, brings up a 3rd and 4. So the Owls need a big stop here on 3rd down. And then they'll need another one on 4th down. But the Owls desperately need to keep Central Clarion out of the end zone before the half. Right now, they're down 6-0, 3.5 minutes left, and they're going to get the ball coming out of halftime.
Yeah, on that last play, though, they did call an outside linebacker blitz and just missed call there. That's all it was.
So here's 3rd and 4. Ferguson under pressure. The ball is caught somehow at his feet.
I think that ball hit the ground.
It's ruled a touchdown. And no reviews in high school football, that's going to be a catch and a touchdown. Somehow, I mean, he caught that ball in between his feet. Whether that hit the ground or not, if it hit the ground, he did a nice job selling it. And if not, it was an incredible catch. But that's going to be a touchdown from Ferguson to Hummel for about 16 yards. And the two-point conversion, Ferguson rolls out to the right, and that's completed as well. So after a two-point conversion and the 16-yard touchdown, we're going to get 14-0 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, and Central Clarion just came up big there after a few back and forth penalties. Neither team really was getting a break, but in the midst of it, Central Clarion was just chipping away and getting little leads, and they get a 16-yard TD, kind of an unbelievable catch there. We couldn't tell from up here in the box if that hit the ground or not. If it hit the ground, it barely did, and he did a great job selling it that it didn't. And if it didn't hit the ground, it was just an incredible catch, bottom line. But it goes 16 yards for a touchdown from Hummel. The two-point conversion makes it 14-0, and Central Clarion finds the end zone before half. So here's Fitton on the return, picks it up at the 20. He's going to go right into the middle of the field, shake one tackle, and then finally get brought down as his legs are wrapped up at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, good little return, and I like how Elijah – is playing with 150%. That's one thing that I've noticed all year with Mr. Fitton is every play he's giving it his all. And you see it even just on simple kick returns, is he's doing anything to fight for the extra yards.
Fitton is a gamer. He is fun to watch. Whether he's on defense, coming away with interceptions, and just all out making big tackles. Here's Laktash on a handoff, and it's going to be fumbled. Central Clarion's going to run it down, and if they get in top of it before it runs out of bounds, they do. So that's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, don't they have to control the football? Because there was no way that ball, they controlled the football going out of bounds, because that was...
We have an injured player, and it's an owl. So the call on the field, we have an injured owl, but the call on the field is going to be that was a fumble, that Laktash fumbled. It kicked it out, and there was so much momentum that it was kind of tumbling towards the sideline. Central Clarion player jumped on top as he was on his way out of bounds. The question is, can you get possession and maintain possession of that ball in the time that it took him to get across the sideline and out of bounds? The ruling on the field was that it was recovered by Central Clarion. So right now we have injured owl Vincent Adada. So we'll take a quick injury timeout, rather a tax-in timeout. That sounds a little nicer. A tax-in timeout brought to you by Tax-In, restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So Adada, the injured owl, is up and seems to be okay. So the Owls will retake the field, but on defense after the Central Clarion fumble recovery. And this is worst case scenario for the Owls. They give up the touchdown and the two-point conversion. After only being down by six and getting the ball back after halftime, the thought is maybe we can go ahead here before the half and then get the ball. And now they've given up the touchdown and turned over the ball, put Central Clary in a position to score again and go up possibly by three possessions before the half if they can't keep them out of the end zone. And there's not a good start as we've got an offsides on the Owls. So first and 10 from the 47 of Central Clarion territory turns into first and five, or 48 rather, turns into first and five from the 47. Here is the first down. Ferguson under center. Hands off to the man in motion. He's blown up in the backfield. And nice job there to just kind of get the tackle. It was kind of blowing by the ball carrier, but able to still make enough contact to get him to the ground. Gets him back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're playing with tenacity here. I don't think they're too happy about the turnover. And that was Lactash, actually, with the tackle in the backfield. So he had a little bit of extra juice on him, probably, this play.
Must have, because he ran right by him. Somehow dropped and looked like he, like, the contact was basically a punch to the chest. Yeah. And somehow that dropped him like a tackle. So I'm pretty impressive there. Here's second down. A man wide open. Caught it on his knees. So that's going to be complete, but no yards after the catch there. And it'll bring up a third and four from the Bradford 46-yard line.
I do like what Coach Reddington is doing, calling up, dialing up these blitzes, because it seems to be working. The only time that they got bit on it really was that deep touchdown pass on the, second drive?
Yeah. Here's third and four. Ferguson drops back. The line collapses, and he steps up through it. And he's going to pick up the first down with his legs. And a nice tackle there from Ryan Ward, but not until after the first down is made at the 40-yard line.
Well, that's why they call blitzing high risk, high reward. And that one, that's part of the risk of it, is you leave massive lanes of running room for people if they do get through a hole.
Defensive line did a great job pushing forward, but they pushed forward right past the quarterback, and that's almost intercepted. And dropped. Boy, had his hands all over it, did Brett Thompson. But it falls incomplete. Still a nice batted pass, but he's going to be upset about that one.
Oh, he was so close, and I didn't really see many Wildcats in the vicinity of him. So he possibly could have taken that to the house if he catches that.
Yeah, there was the guy that he was defending, the receiver that he was defending, and still a few yards off of the ball, and he caught it in stride. So he catches that, gets to the sideline, and yeah, don't know how the speed works out with the rest of these Wildcats on the field versus Brett Thompson. But, yeah, he gets a nice return there for sure. Here's second and 10 from the 40. And Ferguson in trouble here. Gets wrapped up. But there's going to be a flag. And I believe I saw a hand near the head. I don't know if it's going to be a face mask call or a horse collar tackle. But there was, as an Owls defender, Ferguson evaded one defender and then was brought down by the second. And the one he evaded, there was a hand near the head and neck area. Don't know if there was any contact made, but I believe that's when I saw the ref go for the flag. So we'll see what the call is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're still conferencing about it.
Well, because I think maybe he got him, but it was just kind of a knock to the head. It wasn't anything illegal. So they are going to call it face mask, which is tough because he hit the back of the helmet there.
Yeah.
He was facing the other way. It'd be really hard to get your hands on a face mask. But that's going to make it second and one in the 31-yard line. And again, the Owls have gotten some tough breaks here. But the defense overall, I think, has played well. This might be the best game defensively we've seen this season. Here is second and one. Handoff up the middle. First down is picked up and a lot of room to walk into the end zone. Now, once he got to about the 25-yard line, right after he picked up that first down, he had to hit one hole, and he got there quickly, walks into the end zone with a 31-yard touchdown. And I believe that was Braylon Beckwith, if I saw correctly. But either way, 31-yard TD. So, again, worst-case scenario here for the Owls is they give up a second touchdown before halftime. They were trying to go into the half down by one or maybe even up. And the extra point is up and good. And that makes it 21-0 with 1 minute and 3 seconds left before the half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
ACM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1 minute and 3 seconds left in the first half of play, and we talked about it there, kind of what looked like was shaping up for a worst-case scenario for the Owls very much turns into that. And 21-0 is the score. Here's a squib kick from Central Clarion, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. So the Owls will get decent field position here to start off, a minute on the clock, and try to cut this to a two-possession lead going into the half, which they will come out of with possession. So they were down 6-0 for the longest time. And, you know, best case is they score. They had possession. They score before halftime, and well, they're going to re-kick that ball, huh?
Yeah, it looks like they called it false start. I don't know why you wouldn't take the penalty for kick out of bounds.
Why would they re-kick that?
I don't. No idea. Can you explain that one?
Oh, boy. That's
next up on Unsolved Mysteries.
That's rough. The ball travels out of bounds, so you get the penalty there in good field position, but instead they take the re-kick from the 35-yard line, and if this ball doesn't travel out of bounds, I mean, we'll see where they end up. So here is another squib. Travels across the 40 and picked up by Wilmoth. He's going to get pulled around back behind the 40 and then turns back upfield again and gets to about the 45-yard line, maybe?
Yeah. That ball went out of bounds, right?
Yes.
We're not seeing things 100%. That... Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if I had to make an eye appointment or not.
So down by... 6 with possession, trying to get to the end zone, and then they're going to get the ball after halftime, so they, you know, they'd be up and in good position. Here's a handoff to Fitton, and he bursts through the middle and lunges forward. It's going to be just shy of a first down, I believe, a gain of 9, it looks like.
Yeah, he's quick. I don't know what else to say. He's quick.
He's good.
He's fast. Usain.
But the Owls instead give up 2 touchdowns back-to-back off a fumble recovery. So here's a handoff, and Central Clarion just gets into the backfield that time and drops him for a loss of about 5.
Well, I think it's safe to say Central Clarion snuffed that one out.
Yeah, it was good penetration there, and a man got through. Didn't see if it was a tackle or an end, but somebody got through on the right side, and Fitton didn't really have anywhere to go. Didn't really stand a chance of getting out of the backfield on that one. So it makes it 3rd and 6 at the Owls' 47-yard line. 34 seconds here, and there's an Owls timeout. We'll keep it here as there's just 34 seconds before the halftime show. But
at some point, Jimmy, you're going to have to take a shot, right? Yeah. You can't deke and dunk this defense. It hasn't worked for you. I mean, he's only complete. Talon's only 3 of 10 right now with an interception. You got to take a shot. You got to get the ball into your best receiver's hands and try to get it there to him, to Dalton.
I would like to see. Oh, well, this is interesting. We have Fitton in at quarterback. Reese is not on the field. Fitton in at quarterback, and he's going to take a direct snap and run it right up the middle for a first down and then some. Boy, he just keeps going. Does he get to about the 35-yard line? Contact made at midfield, right around the 50. Charges forward for the first, and then just keeps going.
Is that our first down?
Might be the first converted first. We had a couple of penalties. So Fitton, boy. Now here's 1st and 10 from the 36. Slings it to the left, and it's just underthrown. Dalton Dixon got to get that arm warmed up now. And he's only got about 12 seconds to do it before halftime.
Well, I'd rather him underthrow and have it being complete than him overthrow because Dalton was covered up by 2 defenders there.
And a free safety over the top.
Yep. So, and the clock stops there, so no harm, no foul.
So, 12.7 here as the Owls
try to find one strike and get on the board before halftime. Fitton in at quarterback. Smith in the backfield, trips out to the right, and one receiver on his left awaits the snap. Drops back, looks to his left. It's Dalton Dixon. He's got it, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 25-yard line with 8 seconds left on the clock.
Did he get the first down? It looks like it.
I believe, yeah. Yeah, that'll move the chains. He got it by a couple yards, actually, I believe.
Now, Jimmy, you have two plays here. If you get quick plays, you can either get a quick out, like a 15-yard play, and save yourself 2 or 3 seconds. Or number one thing, Elijah can't roll around unless you're going to get a man wide open, unless you have a play design called up that you're going to get a receiver wide open, because if not, it's all for nothing. If I'm Elijah and if I'm Coach Sitnick, I'm calling a little 10 and out route and making that, getting the touchdown makes it a little bit easier when you're doing it from the 15 rather than the 25.
So, yeah, working first and 10 from the 25. And as you said, 8 seconds on the clock is enough for one quick play and a shot at the end zone. Or if you need to give him some time, then you've got one play. And you've definitely got no more than two. And Fitton has entered the game at quarterback for this set. The Owls have picked up 2 first downs since then. And coming out of a timeout here, Central Clarion's defense takes the field. Fitton is going to line up with, this is interesting, Ashton Smith lining up as a wide receiver. Laktash comes back, so he's got split backs. But Ashton Smith isn't one of them. He's kind of lined up as a tight end, actually. And he's going to drop back, and he's slinging it towards the end zone. It's a 50-50 ball for Dixon, but it falls incomplete. Still 2.6 seconds left.
Well, good thing on Dixon for not catching that football, because he wasn't.
Would have been done.
Yeah, because he gets brought down. There's no way they get the timeout in time. So that you get one shot here. You're going to probably want to go split backfield. Elijah has time to roll around now and try to wait for a man to get open. So they should send Ashton out to the right.
So we have trips to the left. We have one receiver on the right side, Ashton Smith in the backfield, and Fitton awaiting the snap. Second and 10 from the 25, rolls back. He's going to air it out, and it's intercepted at the goal line. Bringing it back is Central Clarion, and he's going to get wrapped up and brought out of bounds. You got to take that shot there, so there's a late flag.
There's no way that's out of bounds. He was tackling him inbounds.
There's a late flag. So the flag might be a late hit, but yeah, I think he's just trying to make a tackle there.
Yeah, the process started inbounds.
That might not even be the call, but we'll see. And it's hard. You can't really take anything away from what Fitton was doing there. He has to make that throw. And I didn't see a better option. I wasn't necessarily the best one to ask, because I was looking at Dixon maybe that whole time. And it is.
Yeah, they're calling late hit.
Late hit on the Owls.
They get one untimed play because the half can't end on a penalty.
So Central Clarion has it's a bit of a long shot. I mean, they're going to line up from the 30. Well, that's where the hit happens. So they'll actually line up from the
47. Well,
they're going to give them 20 yards on that 20-yard penalty. So, yeah, they'll line up from the 48-yard line in Bradford territory. They've got one play to go 48 yards for a touchdown. It's untimed. And we're going to take a quick referee timeout, I believe. And now we will raise the roof and get it going again. All right, so here's your untimed first down from the 48. Ferguson drops back. He has to roll out to his left. Got some pressure. Looking for a man over the top. He's going to be intercepted. And that's brought out of bounds. An interception
there
by Shenfield. And now there's a late hit for the other side. So, and now we should get the same treatment. The Owls, let's see, Shenfield hits the interception, goes back to about the 38. So they should set up at about the 30. Well, we'll wait and see. I won't guess.
I'll guess for you, Jimmy. We're going to get an untimed down, and they're going to probably bring it up closer to the 50-yard line.
Oh, I think it's going to be well past the 50. So there's your – oh, so that one's only 15 yards. That's strange because we went 20. So they'll set up right at the 50 after the – I was guessing it was a 20-yard. It would set them up at the 45. So at the 50-yard line, they'll get another untimed down, this time for the Owls. They have to go 50 yards on one play. Here's Fitton. Trips out to the left. Twins to the right. Takes the snap. It's going to be a keeper. He's going to run it. He's got some room. If he gets a block, he might have some chances here. And he'll go out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. And, boy, if you wanted to get real silly there, I mean, I think there's an unintentional hit out of bounds. But it looked like, you know, just kind of a trip into Finn. Just some bodies going around. But that's going to be finally the end of the first half. Pretty wild way to end it with two untimed plays, one for each team. But we end it with Central Clarion up 21-0. The Owls will get the ball to start the third quarter. But we've got a lot to talk about here. We'll do a scoring recap. We also have halftime with the AD, and we'll go over the stats all for the Owls halftime show on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. The Owls trailing Central Clarion 21-0. Here at the half on senior night at Parkway Field, the last home game of the season. And what has been, I know maybe the scoreboard doesn't reflect it, but possibly one of the best, definitely one of the better defensive performances here from the Owls. Have made just a couple of mistakes, and Central Clarion has been able to capitalize on that. There was a blitz play that Central Clarion, the Wildcats, threw right over the top of for a touchdown. That was the first TD, and the other TDs were just kind of running plays that made their way through a couple of holes. But the Owls defense has come up big here a few times. Now, there's been quite a few penalties that have been real game changers. I mean, just to end that first half there, we ended the first half with two untimed plays, one for each team, because of a late hit out of bounds on what would have been the last play of the game of the half twice. So very kind of a strange first half, but it ultimately turns into a 21-point lead for Central Clarion. The Owls will get the ball coming out of the locker room to start the third quarter. We'll do a quick scoring recap, and then we've got halftime with the AD. Was able to sit down and catch up with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson and talk about some of the other fall sports for the Owls, which is pretty exciting as well. Both soccer teams, the girls and boys soccer teams, are playing really well this season. So a lot of fun stuff to talk about there. Spencer Cornelius is doing it again this year, going to be going to States alongside Jake Franz for golf. But anyways, here for football, the Wildcats took the first possession of the game, and they end up having to punt it away, and Bradford would have to do the same after a three and out. And then on Central Clarion's second possession of the night, it turns into a 45-yard touchdown pass from Ferguson, Jace Ferguson, to Simcoe. So Christian Simcoe, number 5 wide receiver, he's 6'2", 175, and he just got behind all of the Owls defenders, catches a nice ball and goes in for the end zone, makes it 6-0 after the extra point was blocked by the Owls. That would be it for the first quarter. We go into the second, and Ferguson this time finds Ryan Hummel for a 16-yard touchdown. They go for the 2-point conversion to make up for the block extra point, and that makes it 14-0. And then just maybe a minute of playing time later, after coming off of an Owls fumble, we have a 31-yard touchdown run by Rex. So Brecken Rex has the 31-yard run. The extra point is good, and that makes it 21-0. That's how we get to our current score here, 21-0, with Central Clarion leading the Owls on senior night. Now, again, we'll do halftime with the AD. That's presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street, across the street from Fairway Ford. Liberty Tavern's halftime with the AD on WESB Sports.
Time for halftime with the AD with Mike Erickson, the Bradford Athletic Director. Presented by Liberty Tavern. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good to be back again this week. And obviously, we want to thank Butch and the whole crew down there at Liberty Tavern for sponsoring this halftime show for us.
So, obviously, we've got a senior night tonight, honoring 14 seniors on the Owls football team. Halftime against Central Clarion here tonight at Parkway Field, last home game of the season. But this is the chance that we get to sit down and try to cover, talk about some of the other fall sports teams going on out of the Bradford School District. And I'm kind of excited to get to a lot of this. The ladies soccer team has been going off lately. That's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So let's just start from the top. What do you got for me?
Well, let's just start recapping from last week. Last Saturday, the boys and girls cross-country teams went to the Ridgeway Invite. They had some really good showings over there, and that the Ridgeway Invite's kind of a precursor to the district championship meet. Yeah. Last year, because of COVID, we had to run district championships at Brookville. We are heading back to Ridgeway this year, so we were able to get onto that course for the Invitational. Corey Dixon on the girls' side had a great race. And Manny Diaz on the boys' side had a very good race, kind of led their teams on that side. Didn't come back with any victories, but we had very good showings, and I think it has us in good position for the district championships when they come up here at the end of the month.
Nice.
Also, Saturday, our girls' soccer team went to Meadville. Nice long road trip there for a big win. I believe the score there was 6-1. And then moving on to Monday, our boys soccer team had a home match against General McLean. Great game. Anybody that was there, it was a fantastic game. It was 1-1 going into overtime, and unfortunately we did give up the goal in overtime. But overall, all the boys played hard. The General McLean team played well. It was a very, very good game to watch. Moving on to Tuesday, girls soccer actually had Meadville at home again on Tuesday. The match earlier on Saturday, that one was rescheduled from earlier in the year during one of the storms we had, put it in Saturday. So we kind of had a home and home with Meadville there. Meadville came to Bradford on Tuesday, and we handled them very, very well again, this past Tuesday as well.
Was that the Maddie Coburn four goal?
That was the Maddie Coburn four goal game there. Yeah. Moving on to Wednesday, boys soccer team traveled to Harbor Creek, came back with a loss on that. That was a good game. They played well, but unfortunately didn't pick up the win there. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, the girls soccer team traveled to Warren, and again, this is a typical rivalry game for us. And in fact, when we advance through the playoffs, the District 9 champion plays the District 10 champion. And, historically, it's been Warren. Last year during the playoffs, we lost to Warren, close game over there, beat Warren earlier this year. And yesterday went to Warren and picked up a 5-0 win.
Yeah.
Bella Prince, one of our freshmen, picked up three goals yesterday. And again, Maddie Coburn had another two.
Yeah.
Those are goals and, dominant scoring from underclassmen.
Yeah. A hat trick from a freshman is
hat trick from a freshman and two more from a junior.
Yeah.
So, the future's bright. Yeah. And, they've got some girls coming up next year, but they're not done for this year. I'm expecting big things out of them. And, hopefully get through that District 10 sub-regional and onto the PIAA round and see what we can come up with down there.
What's that put us at tonight?
Yeah, well, tonight and, looking ahead into next week, Saturday, the girls' JV volleyball team is headed to Elk County Catholic for a tournament down there. It's an annual tournament they go to. Kind of a precursor to what's coming up through the pipeline, and it's a nice big tournament. Girls soccer on Saturday heads to St. Mary's, and the boys at 11:00 at Parkway Field are hosting Kane. That's going to be senior night for them too, so we'll get a chance to honor our senior boys soccer players Saturday tomorrow, October 16th at 11:00. Hope everybody can come out, or anybody that wants to take a look at our boys soccer team. They're doing really well this year. Moving on to Monday, girls volleyball, home match against St. Mary's. Boys cross country is going to Ridgeway. It's a multi-team meet over there. Ridgeway, Elk County, Brockway, Dubois, and a couple other teams from the western part of the district are coming for a just another tune-up match before district championships one. There. Tuesday, also, boys soccer goes to Erie, the Erie High Royals. And on to Wednesday, the girls varsity and JV volleyball, it goes to Eisenhower.
Okay.
Coming up on Thursday, girls cross country goes to the Tri-State Track Coaches Association Cross Country Championship Meet. That's a more of a WPIAL or District 7 type championship meet. We're members of the Tri-State Track Coaches Association, so every year they have a big meet at the end of the year. That's going to be in the Pittsburgh area there. So give those girls a chance to see some pretty stout competition down there.
That'd be a good experience. Yep.
Also, Thursday, girls varsity soccer, home against Port Allegheny. Girls volleyball, home against Otto Eldred. And that will bring us up to next Friday. We have a trip to Carn City for the boys varsity football.
Yeah.
And, you know, before I move on, coming up on this Tuesday, our boys golfers are going to be down at States.
Oh, we've got
Spencer Cornelius and Jake France, both of them qualified for the state finals. They're going down this weekend, going to get a couple practice rounds in, and then Tuesday is going to be their big day. So try to follow them online as much as we can throughout the day and see how they're doing. Spencer has been there multiple times now. This is going to be Jake's first trip down there, so see how he does. But I think both of them stand a very good chance of finishing in the top groupings.
Yeah, I remember tracking Spencer last season on the website there, and we talked about it last time we met when Jake was a few shots back and he was going to have a good day finishing the top two with Spencer, and he did it. He came back and finished 1-2. It was very impressive.
So Spencer's very, very even. He's not going to have any wild rounds, but he'll shoot very consistent. Jake, he's a bit of a gamer. If he needs to make a shot, he's going to put it close. They're both very, very good golfers, and we're very proud of them to be representing Bradford Area School District down there at the state competition.
Well, congratulations to them both, and good luck down there on Tuesday at States. And I think that does it for us until we meet up again next week for halftime at Carn City. And that is Halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. Thanks again, Mike, for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy, and thanks to the Butch and everyone down there at Liberty Tavern.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant, a place.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. That about does it for the Halftime Show. Actually, we had a halftime with the AD presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. We're getting ready to start the third quarter, but real quickly, there's not a whole lot to go through, but Cam, give us the stats for the first half.
Talon Reese, 3 of 10, 26 yards, interception. Elijah, 1 of 4, 10 yards, interception. Dixon, 2 catches, 18 yards. Fitton, 1 catch for 7 yards, and rushing, Elijah has 7 rushes for 32 yards.
So that's been the bulk of your production, as Elijah Fitton rushing. Now, do keep in mind that his interception was on a throw that he has to – I mean, he has to throw the ball there. He can't not throw the ball. It's as time runs out, going for a touchdown. And here's the kick travels back into the end zone, and the Owls will start with a touchback. And we do believe that Fitton is going to be starting the third quarter at quarterback. And so the change that was made just before the half, Talon Reese played the majority of the first two quarters, and then Fitton came in late, and it does appear that Fitton will stay at the quarterback position at least to start the third quarter. Ashton Smith is next to him in the backfield. And that, again, halftime with the AD there was presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. Here's first and 10 from the 20. Fitton is going to be on a keeper. He's got to have to scramble and beat one man in the backfield, but boy, he gets whipped around. It's a really nice tackle there to get him down to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, you're going to see a loss of 15. They're going to try to use Elijah as a mobile quarterback, which he has been all year. You saw it in Brookville. He just got to remember what position you play first, and that's quarterback. Not everything has to be a scramble.
So loss of only a loss of 4. So second and 14, split backs for Fitton. He's working from right to left, and he awaits the snap, trying to draw man off sides, and it'll be a handoff to Smith. He's got room right up the middle. He's at the 30, and with a block from Dixon, he's going to get taken down at about the 44-yard line. Dixon with a big block there.
Yeah, and that was, I think that's Ashton's biggest run this year. What did we go for, 25 yards right there?
Yeah.
Heck of a run.
26.
Yep.
So he'll set up at the 45-yard line for first and 10.
Yeah, just like that, the Owls are in business.
Setting up is Fitton with Smith in the backfield. Double splits. Looks to his right, then turns to his left. Now rolls out to his right, and he's trying to direct traffic while on the move. He's going to keep it, run upfield, get to the sideline, and go for, depending on where he'll get out of bounds, maybe a gain of about 7 yards.
Yeah, the line held up really good right there, too.
Yeah, a lot of time for Fitton. He looked left, looked left, and then looked right again, and that's when he had to roll out. Is able to turn it upfield, just beats his man to the sideline and turns that into a gain of 7. Second and 3 as Smith comes out of the game and Girdlestone comes in. Trips to the left, one wide receiver up top on the right, and Girdlestone to the left of Fitton. Awaits the snap, second and 3. Fitton drops back, gives it to Girdlestone or attempts to, but it's just overthrown through the hands of Girdlestone.
There's just something off sync between the quarterbacks and the receivers tonight. Normally, those are the passes that the Owls have been completing. It's just they were struggling with the medium to deep throws. But they are absolutely struggling with these short routes.
And both sides are a bit. We've seen Central Clarion also, not really be able to do a lot. They've attempted a few screens and a few bubble screens and nothing there. So Fitton now with split backs and two wide receivers up top on his right. And he is going to, on a keeper, a little spin move, moves forward and turns it into positive gain. But he's going to come up about a yard and a half shy of the first down.
I mean, you got to go for it here. I mean, you're down 21-0.
You broke into Central Clarion territory here, so.
Yeah, and with Elijah back at quarterback, he has the ability to get out of the pocket and get positive yards. So you just got to remember not running backwards or side to side. If it's not there, you're running straight.
So fourth and 2 from the 47. Takes the snap. Fitton drops back. He's under pressure. Tries to get it to Dixon.
Ooh, boy. So it's overthrown again as Dixon can't quite get to it. Thought I saw a little hand there on Dixon's waist, but no call on the play.
Yeah, I think they're – I mean, I don't think that was a catchable pass either. It was probably 2 or 3 feet above him. But, no, I mean, when you see a blitz like Central Clarion's doing, you got to have something drawn up to where you have a receiver running and sitting in the middle of the field, because that's going to be wide open. And if they get a receiver, whoever it is, that sits right there in the middle of the field, there's no one else there, and that's a touchdown.
Yeah, especially right there as both defensive ends kind of were opened up. And the outside, the blitz came from the outside. And if you have kind of a slot receiver on a curl route there, well, you've got nobody around you. So there is a penalty on first and 10 after the turnover on downs, and that's going to back Clarion up to a first and 15 from the 42.
Well, let's see if the defense can keep the momentum going.
Again, I mentioned this during the halftime show. This might be definitely one of the better, if not possibly the best, defensive showings we had for the Owls. But the few mistakes they have made, Central Clarion has been able to make them pay. And there's one again on a blitz. And, you know, just kind of able to squeak by the blitz, turn it into a positive yardage. They get back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe one after that. We'll call it a gain of 6 to bring up a 2nd and 9.
Well, the reason that blitz didn't work and why they got their yardage back is the defensive line pulled a stone, which is called a twist, and they had the defensive end twist with the defensive tackle, and then that opened up that gap for the running back to run through.
So a 2nd and 9 from the 48 and right up through the middle and going to come up 2 yards shy of the first down to the 45-yard line. Does Ryan Hummel.
Yeah, they're just simple dive. The running back got skinny, got through the hole, and that was a good tackle. I wouldn't advise it leading with the head, but either way, the job is done.
Got nice and low there for it, so it wasn't really a danger of a big collision. Got to him in the backfield, and that's going to be a loss of yards as Ashton Smith's helmet pops off on the tackle. It's going to bring up a 4th and 4 for Central Clarion.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, Jimmy. Just hope that they punt the ball. From what I saw, it looks like the Owls kind of got away with I'm going to say it. They got away with a little jump start.
What the heck? I thought you weren't going to say it.
I did it, and I regret saying it, but for the fans at home, pretend that you didn't hear that, but I saw.
What the heck? 4th and 4, and it looks like the Wildcats are going to punt it away. Watch for the fake here on anytime you're 4th and less than 10. You got to be aware of it. The punt is away, and Finn's going to track it. Watch it as it rolls back into the end zone. It's going to be another touchback for the Owls to set up 1st and 10 from the 20.
You take away some of the big plays that the Wildcats have gotten in this game, and really it's a 7-0 ball.
This should be a 7-0.
And you just take away two big plays. If you take away those two big plays, the Owls defense on paper has been absolutely phenomenal this game.
Yeah.
Just take away those two big plays that shouldn't happen.
It's it should probably be a 7-0 game. There's a 45-yard touchdown where we sent a blitz. The receiver was just able to get over the top and behind the defense. Here's Elijah Fitton on 1st and 10. Screen pass to Dalton Dixon, and Dixon had that one but dropped it. He did have to go down to get it, but he had it and dropped it, and that's going to be incomplete. Very uncharacteristic of Dalton Dixon to have his hands on a football and it to not be a complete pass.
Well, it's been very uncharacteristic of them.
It's been an uncharacteristic night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen the offense this out of sync since the Brookville game.
And Isaiah Fitton, again, limps off the field there. He's running pretty well. You can just see that he's heavily favoring his right ankle, or left ankle, rather. Here's Elijah dropping back and looking for Smith out of the backfield, but that goes incomplete as well. Can't get back to it, can Smith. And that brings up a 3rd and 10.
Yeah, I like the route, a little wheel route by the running back. And if he breaks there's a lot of back and forth pushing there, and a flag could have been thrown, but
either way,
that's ticky tacky. And either way, though, I like the route, because if Ashton can break free a little bit sooner, off to the races he goes, because they're no one again. It's just they got to get on the same page.
So here's third and 10 from the 20. The Owls unable to get a yard of offense so far here on this drive. Elijah Fitton has double twins and Smith with him in the backfield on his right. And it's going to be a hesitation and then a handoff, and Smith will get got to in the backfield, dropped at about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like the play call there.
Yeah, tough time. I mean, you're trying to – it's an obvious, like, third and 10. We need a pass here, and I guess the defense thinks that as well. So you try to catch them off guard, but they just have so much time to get there on that hesitation play. And they do, and it brings up a fourth and 13. Dalton Dixon is in to punt it away and got Central Clarion lining up at the 50-yard line to return it. So, and it's blocked. Dixon's able to jump on top of it. No, it's not. It's still rolling around.
He's got to kick it out of
bounds. He's picked it up. And he's going to go. He's going to get out of the end zone.
No, he's not.
He just got out of the end zone.
No, he's
away.
Not. Oh, my God.
He's at the 15-yard line. Dalton Dixon just saved a touchdown and then saved a safety. And it'll instead just be a turnover on downs at what? About the – he got up to at least the 15, I believe.
Yeah.
I can't believe he got out of the end zone on that.
Jimmy, I thought he was going to break it loose. Once
he had
once he broke
guy
the
plane, to beat.
Yeah, he had one guy to beat. If you beat that guy, he's off to the races.
No, that was a tough tackle to break, but I mean, he was literally in a crowd of people in the end zone, and that's why he had a chance to bring it back. It's because he already had gotten away from everyone. I don't know how we didn't get a safety right there, but either way, Central Clarion does set up with great field position here, first and 10 at the 18-yard line. In Bradford territory, Ferguson enters on offense. He'll be working from under center in an I formation with two wide receivers up on the left. And it's a handoff to the tailback. Bumbles through and gets up for first down yardage and maybe up to even about the 6-yard line. The 7-yard line, rather.
Yeah, the pressure's there, and Central Clarion's doing a good job at reading where the hole's going to be at, too. So I'm going to give them kudos on that. Central Clarion won that battle.
So here's same formation. I with two wide receivers out to the left. And this time it's going to be a fullback carry. And they're going to get right up to the goal line. No touchdown. But, boy, are they – I mean – inches, I think, would be overestimating. I believe they are probably about an inch away. They are on top of the goal line for a second down and goal. And here's the goal line formation. And that's going to be a touchdown for Central Clarion. And it's a keeper for Ferguson. And that's the first score of the third quarter. Ferguson with a, I guess we got to call it a yard because it wasn't a 0-yard TD. So a 1-yard touchdown run. Makes it 27-0 with 6:06 left in the third quarter. And the extra point will be coming up shortly. It's whistled dead. Check in the meantime with Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our first quarter contestant, Brian Lampman, no score from the Owls, wins you the free lunch special from Toji's family, Toji's substation, rather. Second quarter contestant, Lori Nuzzo, no score, another free lunch special from Toji's substation. Third quarter contestant, which is where we are now, Kaylee Hatch. Again, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. If the Owls don't score, we'll give away another free lunch special from Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls do find the end zone, we'll come away. Kaylee will come away with a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And here is Central Clarion's, after the penalty, they'll actually go for a two-point conversion. Run it in from the goal line formation, tailback. Breaks the plane, and that's good. So after the 2-point, makes it 29-0 here. Central Clarion leads the Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field and Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off a one-yard touchdown run, a keeper by Jace Ferguson, and a two-point conversion, kind of an unnecessary two-point conversion, but coming off after the penalty, they were, you know, only a yard away, so might as well just run it in there, and that's what they do. It gives them a 29-0 lead here with 6 minutes left in the third. Kick is up, and Fitton tries to track it down. He's going to pick it up at about the 15-yard line. Check out survey the blocks, and he gets creamed in the meantime at about the 22-yard line.
I mean, pretty evident block in the back here by 15. So, this, I mean, the ball's going to come back. I don't know. Let me get my list out here. Number 15 for the Owls, Matt Perry. I think it called for a block in the back. I mean, it was pretty evident out there. I think that was a frustration play.
So we'll check in with the officials and wait for the word. Yeah, and that's what we'll get. So the Owls will still get their first down, but instead of setting up from the 18, they'll set up from the 11-yard line.
Jimmy, do you think there's actually Wildcats in Clarion County?
All over. Yeah. Here's first and 10 from the 11. Fitton awaits the snap. It's got Girdlestone in the backfield, and he gives it to Isaiah, who jumps over the top and comes away with a first down. What a nice hurdle by Isaiah Fitton as he gets into about the 25-yard line.
Air Fitton right there.
Boy, even past that with a bit of a – there's another flag on the play. The ball was left with a pretty friendly spot. Would have marked him at about the 28. But we'll see what the flag is. You hate to take that away from Isaiah Fitton.
Don't you dare do that, referees.
There it is. So the penalty is on the Owls. And Fitton, who's out there playing with the sprained ankle, taped up and limping around, gets a nice hurdle, first down, and it's wiped out.
Well, right there it was. Like I said, the middle is going to be wide open when they call that blitz, and it's there.
So it's first down and 5. From the 18-yard line. And Fitton is going to be on the keeper here. Tries to skate through the middle. I think he's going to be just shy of a first down. So gain of about 4 on the play. Yeah. Boy, almost. I mean, that, where they have it marked, looks a whole awful lot like a first down.
Yeah.
But they still got the 2 up there, and they haven't moved the chain. So we'll call it a 2nd and 1 inch. I don't know how you don't give Fitton 5 yards for that run. But it's technically 2nd and 1 right now.
Probably going to see a quarterback draw here.
Here's Fitton with split backs. And he's going to hand it off.
With the first down.
And I do believe he's going to have first down yardage there. That will move the chains. Gain of 2. Nate Girdlestone takes the handoff from the right of Fitton. Again, working out of split backs there. He was lined up on the right. Takes the handoff right up to the middle. And gets a gain of 2 yards and a first down to the 24-yard line. Now, Fitton with trips up on the right, but he's going to look to the lone man on the left. And it's Dixon who's going to come. Oh, fingertips for Dalton. Dixon just wasn't quite able to get to it. That looked like it was there. But Fitton was one step behind. Or Dalton, rather, was one step behind Fitton's pass.
Man, if that connects, imagine how loud Parkway gets.
That's a no-doubt touchdown if that catch is made.
Good play call.
Yeah, it was. That was, that moonshot Dixon touchdown that we saw weeks 2-3. Here's Fitton on a screen play, and I believe that's Wilmoth. It's going to be wrapped up after a gain of about 4. Yeah, to Wilmoth. Bring up a third and 5.
I'm going to give him 5.
Yeah, I think it's 5 yards. We'll call it 3rd and 5 here. Fitton to Wilmoth. So the Owls with a big 3rd down here. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter. It's still 29-0. Central Clarion leads. The Owls are looking at that point in the game where you need a score here. And Fitton with a nice move shakes it off in the backfield. Still moving forward. And we might have a first down depending on the mark.
There's no reason why it shouldn't be a first down.
It is.
Yeah, his shoulders were past the first down. They were on the 35-yard line. His shoulders were. So
he gets him to the 29. Gain of 5. First down for the Owls.
As weird as it sounds, this is our best drive of the night.
Yeah, even though we haven't made it to the 40 yet. So the 34-yard line, Fitton, double twins, and one man in the backfield. Takes the snap. Looks, got a hole in the defensive line, so he's going to jump right through it. He's going to get to almost midfield, and it's going to be another first down for the Owls. Fitton trying to make something happen here, gets to about the 48-yard line.
You almost went a little Canadian there, eh? No, good run by Elijah. He's just taking what the defense has given him, so good for him.
So another first and 10 here as the Owls keep chipping away. It has been taking some time off the clock, but this is, you know, the longest sustained drive so far that we've had. Here's the snap. Fitton drops back. He looks to Dalton Dixon. It's caught at the 45, at the 40. He stiff arms as he goes out of bounds at the 35-yard line, now in Central Clarion territory.
Jimmy, did you know that there's 3 things guaranteed in life?
I wish you would tell me.
Death, taxes, and Dalton Dixon.
Dalton Dixon with a strong stiff arm there as he picks up a couple extra yards.
Captain America.
That's going to get the Owls to the 35-yard line, bring up another first and 10, and we'll take a tax-in timeout and be right back. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls just picked up another first down on the back of Dalton Dixon. Be first and 10 from the 35-yard line in Central Clarion territory, where we haven't found the Owls very often here tonight, but down 29-0 with 2:56 left in the third. The Owls desperately need to get on the board here if they want to keep this game interesting.
I'm going to look for Elijah to go back to Dalton again.
So Fitton sends Girdlestone in motion from left to right, and he's got double twins. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to his right. Goes for Girdlestone, and boy, it was a bit of a 50-50 ball on the check down, but it ends up falling incomplete, and it'll bring up a second and 10.
He did have Dalton wide open across the middle on an inside slant. I think that was just a one-route play.
Yeah, it wasn't even one read. Yeah, didn't even make the read. He wasn't even looking on that side of the field. My Fitton has been electric tonight. Here's Trips on the left, one up top on the right. And Ashton Smith in the backfield. Dixon with the ball on the screen play. Breaks 2 tackles. Gets across. Stiff arm. And again, picks up a...
Should be a first down.
I believe it's a first down. Yep, that'll move the chains. First and 10 from the 25. A gain of 10.
Woo, Derek Dixon. I mean, Dalton Dixon. What a man he is. He's hard to tackle.
Those stiff arms are... strong, man. They hurt my jaw a bit.
How does he not have a beard?
I'm not sure. Here's first and 10. Fitton with an empty backfield. Trips up top. And 2 wide receivers to the left. He's going to look to the left and go for Dixon again, but this one's at the feet of Dalton and falls incomplete.
Yeah, I mean, go after what's working right now, and if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, Fitton can play... you know, halfback on the plays that have good coverage and find Dixon on the plays where he's open.
Well, time waits for no man other than Dalton Dixon.
Double twins and Ashton Smith to Fitton's right in the backfield awaits the snap on second and 10 from the 25.
Well, that's coming back.
So that's going to be a false start on Bradford, and That'll push him back 5 yards. Replay second down. So second and 15 now from the 30. And again, I mean, we said it half the drive ago that it was the longest sustained drive for the Owls in terms of time. Now both in terms of time and yards. Here's the snap. Fitton has to get rid of it. He's going for Laktash. It is heavily defended as Laktash is double teamed, but it falls incomplete. So that'll bring up a third and 15.
Well, I mean, you're in two. You're in four down territory right now. So if you pick up eight, it's not really a loss. You're going to go for it on fourth down, being down 29.
Oh, especially inside the 30 yard line here in Central Clarion territory. Fitton takes the snap, drops back, and he's broken through the defensive line, steps up into the pocket, goes for Wilmoth, but it falls short and incomplete. And Wilmoth is upset with that one. I think maybe he went backwards when he should have came towards the ball. Not sure.
Well, I think Elijah's hand got hit too when he threw that ball, because that kind of just ducked too. That ball kind of had, like, when you kicked the ball off, had that rotation on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I mean, watch for Elijah to stretch the play out with his feet here on this play to try to get someone open.
Fourth and 15 from the 35. He's got three receivers up top on the right, and he will take it with the keeper. He's going to get to the 20, maybe the 24, and go out of bounds, and that's going to be a few yards shy of the first down, and that's going to be a turnover on downs. Wildcats will take over with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to try. I mean, there wasn't really anything there. There was good coverage by the Wildcats on defense, and Elijah just...
Not a lot of time.
No.
A lot of penetration there. And
not a lot of time to let anything develop, really, so he had to keep it.
And turns into the turnover on downs. And the Owls will try to get one back. Boy, and what a tackle.
Woo!
There from Nolan Gonzalez.
Well, not only that, but you saw right at the end, you saw Landon McGarry come in with a nice little shoulder check, and kind of that shoulder check with Nolan Gonzalez pulling him back, kind of flipped him backwards. That might be our candidate for our collision of the game, presented by Love Toyota.
Double team Love Toyota collision of the game. 1:45 now left in the third quarter. Second and 10 after the no gain. And it's going to be dropped back. Does Ferguson, he gets wrapped up and brought down in the backfield by Nate Girdlestone. Comes up big there.
You always love to see a good cornerback.
That actually was Brett Thompson.
Oh, that was Brett?
Yeah. Yeah, Brett Thompson came across on that one there. It's number 26 and 27, so I saw that and thought Girdlestone, but no, that was Thompson.
Yeah, I can't believe he went completely untouched right there, too. It must have been a delayed blitz.
Wow, really nice job by Thompson. Coming in from outside linebacker and getting to the ball. It's going to be, what's that, a loss of 7 yards line? 7 yards?
Oh, yeah.
8 yards, maybe. Makes it third, and we'll call it third and 18. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Ferguson sends a man in motion. Of course, Wildcats in no hurry. Up 29-0. Plays whistle dead. And it's a delay of game on Central Clarion. So when I said they were in no hurry, I didn't mean that.
Well, they definitely weren't had any interest in snapping that ball. But look at that. They were still midway through their cadence there.
I'm not sure, because Ferguson was pretty upset. He turned around and threw his arms up when they got the delay of game call. So there's 35 seconds now. And Ferguson, I think, is trying to keep it here. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and gain of a yard or two brings up fourth and a mile.
No soup for you. What TV show is that from, Jimmy?
It's from Seinfeld. Ooh. Everybody knows what No Soup for You is from.
Apparently, Central Clarion doesn't.
That's going to just about do it for the third quarter here. Highly doubt they will snap the ball. And we'll go into the final frame, the final quarter, with the Wildcats leading the Owls 29-0. One quarter yet to play here at senior night. The last game of the season from Parkway Field, 29-0, Central Clarion leads. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Here's 4th and 20, and Central Clarion punts it away to start the fourth quarter, and it bounces short of the 40-yard line. So the Owls in good shape here to maybe make one last run, down 29-0, a full quarter yet to play, and they'll start at the 39-yard line in Wildcat territory.
If there was ever an opportunity to get points on the board, this field position is going to be it.
I mean, after that last drive, where they traveled a good long ways but end up having the turnover on downs, now starting here at the 39, I think that maybe the things I'll be able to get put together here. And Fitton's going to be on the keeper after a fake handoff. Stiff arm and a shimmy gets him, what, about 4 yards or so? Maybe three. Yeah, 3 yards. Make it a second and seven.
Yeah, good little run by him, it looks like. That's going to be the only thing that's working against this Wildcats defense. So if they can start getting Central Clarion to commit another guy up in the tackle box, that's when the passing game's going to open. But they're playing man, so I don't.
My tackle box is empty. I got no lures. Here's the reverse around to Wilmoth, and it's a bit of a shovel pass there, but it's going to go as a loss of about
3 yards.
Ooh, three. Brings him back to the line of scrimmage. Third and 10.
Well, let's see what Coach Sitnick dials up. Kind of a big play for them in the game, because, I mean, at this point, you're probably chasing a moral victory.
Yeah, I mean, I would give them this possession. But, you know, at some point, there's a dagger. And this might be the last possession that they really have a shot at making something happen here. And they do, with Isaiah Fitton on a sliding catch right at the first down marker.
Got it going on here.
I don't know. He's pointing to his hand.
Then you got the referee picked the ball up and he started walking backwards. What do we got?
So, all right. So they initially called it incomplete, but I was here and I saw it and it was a catch. So I was very confused. So I went radio silence there, and I do apologize for that. But we were correct. It is a catch. It's a first down from Fitton to Fitton. And that makes it first and 10 from the 28. And Elijah Fitton takes the snap. Fakes a little bit of a shovel pass and has to dart towards the sideline there. It was on a designed run, I believe, and there was no room for him. They had that entire line of scrimmage blocked off. So he gets out of bounds. No yard on the play.
Well, they brought seven men to come in on the...
Not boys.
No, those are men out there. Seven of them to come in. And if there was ever a time to call a screenplay, would have been right there.
Yeah, yeah. Instead, they get the loss of two from the Fitton darting towards the sideline there. So, second and 12, Fitton with split backs, awaits the snap, and takes it, looks to his left. He's going to give it to Dixon. Another stiff arm, works his way to about the first down marker. We'll see exactly where he stepped out of bounds. Tough to see the far sideline from here, but he's right in front of that. So, looks like about a yard shy. Call it third and one. And this is a big one for the Owls. 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. Though, if you don't find a way to score without stopping the clock, then I would say it probably doesn't matter all that much anyways. But this is a big one regardless, because they so far still have a donut up on the board. Here's third and one.
Finn is going to follow his lead blocker. He's got the first down, and he is inside the 10. Boy, it looked like he had a chance there, but he had to slow up to avoid contact in front of him. And eventually gets caught up to. He gets up limping. He gets a first down, and I believe they've marked him at the 6, but he's walking pretty slowly, favoring one of the ankles. Okay, he's jogging it off now. Seems to be all right. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. First and goal from the 6.
The first under center play.
Yeah, he's working from under center in an I formation. And it's a handoff to Smith. He's got one man to beat, and he does. Ashton Smith walks in from the 6-yard line for a touchdown. And the Owls are on the board here in the 4th.
Is that our first rushing touchdown of the year?
I don't know that for a fact. It's the first rushing touchdown not by someone named Elijah Finn.
Well, either way, hey. You got on the scoreboard. That's some good film to have and great for senior night, too.
So that makes it 29-6. Here's Abby Nuzzo for the extra point. Up, splits it. And Abby Nuzzo gets an extra point on senior night. That's nice to see as well. 8 minutes and 40 seconds left in the 4th quarter of the game. 29-7 here as the Owls try to make a run of it on senior night from Parkway Field. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field, coming off the Bradford Owls touchdown that finally puts the Owls on the board. It's a 6-yard carry, a handoff, as we saw Elijah Fenton under center, I think for the first time all season. Handoff to Ashton Smith. He walks in 6 yards for a touchdown. And we'll catch back up with Toji's touchdown sweepstakes right as the Owls are getting ready to kick off. Abby Nuzzo, by the way, gets her extra point here on senior night. Kaylee Hatch was our third quarter contestant. We made it through the third with no score. And then Bill Blauser is our fourth quarter contestant. So Kaylee, there's the onside kick from Abby Nuzzo. Did it travel 10 yards?
Barely, if it did.
So I believe it did, but Central Clarion is able to get to it. And it's going to put them at the 49-yard line in Bradford territory. Kaylee wins the free lunch special from Toji Substation for our third quarter contestant. And Bill Blauser wins the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant.
I heard a rumor that Dalton Dixon can do a wheelie on a unit.
Yeah, he is an impressive specimen. And here is a sack from Ashton Smith, following up the touchdown with a big defensive play.
Have yourself a day, kid. It's like his third sack tonight.
Yeah, he's been active, to say the least. It's going to be a loss of 4 yards and bring up a 2nd and 14 from the 48-yard line in Central Clarion territory. Here's a handoff to a man going in motion, following a lead blocker, gets all the way past the first down, plus a lot more, gets inside the 30. And after that big defensive stop, they give up a huge chunk play, 20-plus yards. It's going to be a 1st and 10 from the 28-yard line.
The Owls' defense broke contain right there. And with the – whose side was that on? I think Laktash. Yeah, Laktash kind of got sucked in a little too deep on that jet sweep. And that's why, I mean, you only left one other defender for 3 lead blockers out there.
Yeah, we saw Rex, Brecken Rex on the run, and he's already scored a touchdown tonight as well. Here's 2nd and 10 from the 28. It's going to be Ferguson with a keeper and a gain of about a yard. We'll bring up 2nd and 9.
Well, he did bobble the snap, and so I don't think the original play call got off because I saw him, the snap hit his hands, and then I saw his head go down.
From the 32. And that's going to be a false start on Central Clarion.
Replay second down, loss of 5 yards. So call it second and 14 now.
See the Owls go to work here in defense and continue that penetration. I like what Coach Reddington's done tonight with the defense. I love it.
Still losing a lot of time here as we tick underneath 6.5 minutes left in the game, trailing 29-7. Now second and 14 for the Wildcats. And we had an Owls player kind of pointing and then a whistle. Oh, I missed the call. I didn't see the ref was already on the field. I did see it was on Central Clarion. But
delay of game.
Delay of game. One. Okay. Wow, that's their, what, their third?
Third or fourth?
I mean, I guess you're not too worried about clock management up 29-7, but it brings up, what, a second and 19 now. All the way back at the 35-yard line. A handoff to Rex again. He's going to get back about 7 of it. So that's going to bring up a third and long, third and 13.
Hey, just want to continue bringing the pressure through the defense.
Yeah, if you can get a stop here, hold them to because if they get any further in, hard to say. I mean, they're already a little too close to really even worry about punting it. Sends a man in motion, does Ferguson. Third and long, drops back, and hits number 5. It's caught, and it's going to be real close to a first down for Simcoe. And let's see, do they move the chains? No, they bring up a 4th and 1, not even. 4th and an inch. Nope, first down.
Yep, we lied to you.
They lied to us in our defense.
Yeah, well, they lied to us, up. And then we lied to the audience. Yeah, so yeah.
The 4 came up, and then they waited to make me look foolish.
Well, you can seek the referees for the apology, because I'm not going to give it, because they made me look like a jerk.
4.5 minutes now, and here's 1st and 10.
Christian Smith again.
Yeah, I mean, just doing it.
He came in like a wrecking ball.
Wow, he Miley Cyrus'd it?
He sure did.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
We've got 4 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game, and I'd say Central Clarion has kind of successfully killed the clock here, put an end to any hope that the Owls might be able to come back from that after their first TD. And looks like we've got an injured player, and haven't seen from which team. We'll try to figure out which player, or at least which side. Looks like a Central Clarion player, but we'll try to get eyes on that situation and take a Tax-In timeout. It's presented by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout from Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And our injured player is up and off the field. He was a Wildcat. Looks to be okay. Got up of his own accord and walked off to the sideline. Getting checked out currently. But that brings up 2nd and 10 from the 19-yard line for Central Clarion. Still leading 29-7 with 4 minutes left in the game. And here is the fake handoff play action. And a nice pass over the middle by Ferguson. And it's going to be real close to the first down, right around 10 yards on the 2nd and 10. We're going to bring up the 3, but I won't call it third down because last time they got me.
They did.
So it was 3rd and 1. And here's the snap right up the middle. Did they get it? They moved forward a bit there, but I don't know exactly where they ended up. And that's a 1st and goal. For Central Clarion. And Clarion's knocking on the door here, trying to punch it in one more time with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. Elsewhere in District 9, Smithport leads Keystone 20-6 in the 4th. Otto Eldred shutting out Bucktail 14-0. Red Bank Valley winning over Countersport 52-6. That's a final score. And we've got a touchdown from 5 yards out for the Wildcats. And who was it?
I think we had a quarterback keeper there.
So that's Ferguson. Means he's got his fourth touchdown of the game. He's got two passing touchdowns and now two rushing touchdowns. So that one on the 5 yard. And here's the extra point. It's up and it's good. And that's 35-7. Central Clarion leads the Owls with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left of senior night. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Central Clarion just put up another one. 5 yard touchdown run by Jace Ferguson, the quarterback. Makes it 36-7 with under 3 minutes left to go. And the Owls are set to receive. Where do we leave off on the D9? Red Bank Valley over Countersport 52-6, final score. Brockway over Port Allegheny 21-18 with one quarter yet to play. Here's the kick, and it's a bullet. Travels inside the 20, and we have Fitton hands it off to Dixon as they cross at midfield, and Dixon's going to get up to the 27-yard line. Elk County Catholic shutting out Sheffield 68-0 with 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Oof, that's a rough go of it. We have Carn City shutting out Ridgeway 35-0. That's a final score. That's the Owls' opponent for next week, Carn City. Brookville over Kane 28-15 with almost the entire fourth quarter yet to play. St. Mary's over Manitow 35-6 at the end of three. Central Clarion showing blitz. Elijah Fitton takes the snap. And he's going to step up into the pocket. A lot of contact, and somehow he keeps his feet. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And let's see if he got any positive yardage out of it. I don't know how he didn't lose anything there, but somehow he fights his way back to the line of scrimmage.
Let's call that a good old gain of zero.
Let's see. Dubois 35, Punxsutawney 0. That's final. Clearfield 47, Huntington 0. That's final. Fitton drops back. Pump fake. Steps up into the pocket. He's going to keep this one. Shakes a couple of tackles. And let's see. Lowers the boom to fall forward on the tackle. Picks up a gain of about three.
A lot of running for a 3 yard gain.
To hard running, too.
Yeah, on the bat.
Brings up a third and seven. Nate Girdlestone re-enters into the backfield as Ashton Smith takes to the sideline.
Let's see what they get drawn up here.
Minute and 23 seconds left here in the game. Fitton with a quick chuck over to Laktash, and he scrambles up to about the 35-yard line. And that's another gain of about four to bring up a fourth and three. So our seniors who are recognized here tonight, Abby Nuzzo, Ryan Ward, Caleb Shenfield, Sean Pitts, who obviously was injured earlier in the season. Here's fourth and three. Elijah Fitton takes the snap, drops back, flicks it over and there's two more of them, Dalton Dixon and Elijah Fitton. Brett Thompson, Ashton Smith, Nolan Gonzalez, Mike Gow, who obviously was also lost to injury, Harry Morriso, Chris Rodriguez, and Vincent Adada. So your senior Owls being honored tonight as we get inside the last 30 seconds here. 24 seconds left on the clock. The Owls down 36-7.
Well, they took a shot there to Dixon. I mean, that's just trying to...
On first and 10, yeah.
Yeah, just trying to reward him, trying to get him in the end zone for senior night, last home game.
Yeah, get some stats up, get a TD. I wouldn't be surprised if they try that again.
Hey, the ref's raising the roof again. He's feeling the band music.
He's been raising the roof all night, and I am here for it.
I am feeling it, too. I'm vibing with him.
Nate Girdlestone in the backfield to the right of Elijah Finn, working with Trips down on bottom on the right side. He's going to throw a screen pass to Laktash, who's going to hit the sideline.
That's a face mask.
Yeah. He gets a face mask and then gets his ankle wrapped up. And there is a flag on the play, so the ref saw that one too.
For the first time, the referees were on the same page.
If you were to look in a book, Cam, you would see that me and you are almost always on the same page.
That's right.
But there's your face mask.
Us and the refs, not on the same page.
Brings up a first down and puts the Owls just about to half. It's going to move them past midfield. Let's see. Face mask. And yeah, the Owls set up pretty nicely, maybe to take a couple more shots here at the end zone. It's going to be first and 10 from the 38. And clock was running there. So that stops the clock at 12 minutes and 5 seconds left here with a timeout.
See what they get drawn up. Obviously, you want to.
Well, I think we're going to get some extra time put back on here.
You hear that ticking sound? That's Mr. Bob South, the clock operator for the Owls.
So the Owls in the midst of a timeout with a first and 10 from the 38-yard line. And take a couple of shots here, or you can work your way in and you know, get one quality look. Which one are you going for?
I'm going to try to move the chain still. Yeah, I mean, you got 16 seconds first down. Try to get 10-yard chunks, bring you down to about the 15, 20-ish, and then start taking your shots at the end zone.
Here's the snap. Fitton looks to his right side. He's taking the shot to Wilmoth. Wilmoth has the catch, but he's out of bounds. Boy, what a beautiful catch by Wilmoth. I mean, impressive. There was no way that he was going to keep that inbounds, but the fact that he was just able to haul that in at all, that kid has some hands.
Yeah.
Was obviously a pretty quiet night for him tonight, but talented kid. And he's going to have a good a basketball season as well. Wilmoth will. Here's second and 10 now. 11 seconds. Fitton, empty backfield. Drops back. Looks towards Dixon this time, and it's bobbled by the defender and not intercepted, falls incomplete.
Yeah, on pass plays like that, you don't want to add too much arc to it. It's kind of a strike pass.
Get it there. Yeah.
You just got to get it there. It's a quick pass. And that's where some of the mistakes that the Owls have made throughout the season on some of these interceptions is, when do you throw it on a straight line or when do you kind of get arc to it? And they just need to figure it out.
So that's time there. So we're going to get 6 seconds put on the clock. I was going to say, I don't think that can happen. Nope. 6 seconds here for the Owls, third and 10 from the 38. So a little bit of confusion coming down from the field about what they wanted on the clock there, but it's 6 seconds. They wanted the play clock change. So Finn takes a snap, rolls out to his right. He's under pressure. He's going to sling it one-handed over the top. Boy, and I don't know if it was intended for Isaiah or Wilmoth, but they were both right there, and Wilmoth puts a hand on it first, and that means neither of them gets it. And that's the end of the game. So the Owls are kept out of the end zone here. They had a couple of tries from the 38. And it's going to end up 36-7. Central Clarion comes away, steals a win on senior night from Parkway Field. And the Owls, boy, on maybe their best defensive night, they somehow led up that many points, and they just couldn't get the offense working. So a tough one here for the Owls tonight. Their last home game of the season. Again, their 14 seniors recognized tonight. Abby Nuzzo, Jared Wilmoth, Ryan Ward, Dalton Dixon, Caleb Shenfield, Sean Pitts, Elijah Fitton, Brett Thompson, Ashton Smith, Nolan Gonzalez, Mike Gow, Harry Morriso, and Vincent Adata. And the Owls fall to Central Clarion, and their next they also fall to 0-8 on the season. Their next game will be a road trip to Carnes City. Stick around though for the Owls post game show, where we'll do a quick scoring recap and cover the stats offensively for the Owls week 8 matchup against Central Clarion. That does it for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjurski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Time for the Owls post-game show from Parkway Field after the Owls Week 8 loss to Central Clarion, a 36-7 loss. The Owls, again, they fall to 0-7 on the season, or 0-8 rather on the season. That was their last game at Parkway Field on the year, and their only game left in the regular season, their only division game left in the regular season is going to be a road trip to Carnes City for week 9. And then that week 10 is kind of up in the air. There's a couple of things tentatively. There's a couple of options there on the schedule. No sense really in getting into them too much. Yeah, it could be a long road trip to Bald Eagle area high school. Best case scenario is you hope they're heading to Clarion to face Dubois, but we have no idea if that's really in the cards or not, as the Owls go winless here so far. And Carnes City's another tough team as well. But the Owls, again, they fall to Central Clarion. It's 36-7. On senior night, they do get one nice touchdown, a rushing touchdown out of a formation that I don't think we had seen all season. We definitely hadn't seen it all season. It was Elijah Fitton under center for the first time this year. But we'll get to that when we do our scoring recap, and that's exactly what we're going to go through. And that will be followed by some quick offensive stats. And then at the end, we will name our winners of the collision of the game. That's sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And we'll finish up with the Owls Model T MVP of the Week, sponsored by the Model T in Derrick City. But first, our scoring recap. So to kick off the game here, the Owls kicked off, Central Clarion received, and it looked like it was going to be the Owls defense starting to
struggle early. I mean, Central Clarion ran all the way downfield. They eventually did force a turnover on downs, the Owls did. But, I mean, Central Clarion got all the way into close to the red zone, if not into it. Then the Owls took over. They had to punt it back away, I believe, after a three and out. And on Central Clarion's second possession of the game, they get across midfield, and Simcoe, the wide receiver Christian Simcoe, he kind of gets over the top as the Owls are trying to blitz. He gets behind the defense, and Ferguson does a nice job seeing that. Jace Ferguson, their QB, he hits Simcoe over the top of the defense, and Simcoe goes all the way in for a 45-yard touchdown. The point after, though, is blocked, and that makes it a 6-0 game. And that's the only score for the first quarter. We stay 6-0 for a long time. So this this game wasn't really out of hand until late in the second quarter when Central Clarion all of a sudden scored twice back-to-back. The Owls were staying in it. They were down 6-0, and they knew they were going to get the ball back coming out of halftime. So, you know, they were just trying to find that end zone once, take a one-point lead, and then start the third quarter with possession. But instead, on one of the Central Clarion drives, we end up with a Ferguson to Ryan Hummel 16-yard TD. They did take the two-point conversion attempt to make up for the blocked field goal, and that makes it 14-0 with just a couple of minutes left for the Owls to try to do something before halftime. And instead of the Owls finally getting on the board, we end up with a Lucas Laktash fumble. It's hard to really hard to tell from our vantage point, you know, if that Central Clarion player was able to maintain possession before he went, got out of bounds on the sideline, because that fumble kind of rocketed out of Laktash's hands. But the refs, who were much closer to that play than we were, said that it was a turnover, which Central Clarion turned into a 31-yard touchdown run by Beckon Rex. And the extra point was good, and that made it 21-0 heading into halftime. Come out of halftime, and in the third quarter, Central Clarion works their way all the way down to the one-yard line, where Jace Ferguson gets his first rushing touchdown of the game, a one-yard TD run. The point after is good, and it's 29-0. In the fourth quarter, though, we finally have our first Bradford Owls score. It's Ashton Smith, and they're working out of an I formation for the first time. We saw Elijah Finn under center. We saw Ashton Smith behind a fullback take a handoff, go in 6 yards for a touchdown. Abby Nuzzo kicks in the extra point on senior night and makes it 29-7. But in the fourth quarter, to cap the scoring, Ferguson gets his second rushing touchdown of the game, a 5-yard keeper this time. The point after is good, and we have a final score of 36-7. So Ashton Smith with the lone touchdown of the night. Brian Lampman, Lucy Nuzzo, and Kaylee Hatch were the first three quarter contestants for Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes. They all win free lunch specials from Toadies Substation. And Bill Blauser was our fourth quarter contestant when Smith got the score. He wins the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toadies Family Restaurant. And with that, I turn it over to our statistician and color commentary, Cameron Snodgrass, for tonight's offensive stats. Cam?
All right, so passing, we have Elijah Fitton finished 10 of 25 for 74 yards and one interception.
Okay.
Talon, who started the game, was 3 of 10, 26 yards and an interception. Rushing, which we haven't really talked about a lot this year, Elijah actually ran the ball 19 times for 81 yards, and there was a couple of the big plays where he got blown up, and if you take that away, he's close probably to the 100-yard mark.
Real close.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ashton Smith had 3 carries for 29 yards and a touchdown. Receiving, the man, the myth, the legend, Dalton Dixon, 6 catches for 56 yards. Lucas Laktash, 3 catches for 23 yards. And Isaiah Fitton, little brother, 2 catches for 19 yards.
And that wipes away the 10-yarder that he had with the hurdle?
That was about 15 yards in that.
Yeah, something like that. And Dixon's 56 yards were 56 tough ones.
Yeah.
I mean, he was stiff-arming everybody out there on the field, just breaking tackles and pushing forward, falling forward, moving forward. So commendable
for those guys tonight. They fought for just about every yard they got. A lot of penalties on both sides of the game. You know, tough one to lose here, especially on senior night. We know that. So 36-7, though, final score. They did get on the board. They have the Ashton Smith touchdown, which was huge. He had a great game. Ashton Smith did. I mean, he had a couple of big tackles, a couple of big tackles for loss as well. And then to get that rushing touchdown again on, he's another senior. Ashton Smith finds a touchdown on senior night, and Abby Nuzzo gets the extra point on senior night. So, you know, a couple of silver linings here. What do you got for our collision of the game?
So let's backtrack to the second quarter. And this is when the Owls defense was really firing on all cylinders. There was a run play. The fullback from Central Clarion hit the B gap, and you see Nolan Gonzalez wrap up the ball carry. Well, he starts arching back and kind of gets into like a suplex, kind of looks like. But then out of nowhere, Landon McGarry comes in, pops him with the shoulder, and just lays him out and finishes the tackle. And it was a nasty hit. So our love collision of the game is going to go to Nolan Gonzalez and Landon McGarry.
So a team-up effort for Nolan Gonzalez and Landon McGarry is your collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Yeah, I remember. I remember that call. That was a good one. That was a violent hit. And that just leaves one other thing. It's the Owls Model T MVP of the week. This was a tough one because if you just looked maybe. At first glance, I was thinking Ashton Smith. He had the only touchdown run of the night, and that obviously is the flashy get to get the only TD. But when you really look at it, break down the numbers, the MVP for this week is again Elijah Finn, and because the way that the game flows through him. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. So Talon Reese started at quarterback. It was only his second start of the season, and he is a freshman. Don't want to take anything away from him. But the reason that they had him in there, and they've had him in for the past couple weeks after starting Elijah at quarterback, is they want to get Elijah the ball. They were just trying to get it to him in a different way so that they can get it to him from the F position, from the a halfback, from a running back position. Then they get it to him out of the backfield, or they get it to him from a pass out of the backfield, whatever they can do to get fit in the ball. So he starts not at quarterback tonight. He ends up coming in at quarterback and just again for the second week in a row, he's finished with passing yards, with receiving yards, and with rushing yards. This week, with, as we mentioned, just shy of 100, had a few losses. And if you take that out, he's real close to that century mark. But also kind of the unsung hero here, because we don't typically keep track of the special team stats, but his return yardage tonight would have been pretty ridiculous. He had three or four returns, two kickoff returns and one punt return in particular. That was really nice. The first kickoff return of the game, he went across midfield for sure. So he got a good 40 yards there, I would assume. Pretty close to it, and nice blocking, definitely, but a lot of shucking and getting and turning upfield and getting back to the middle of the field and then working his way, juking around and doing a really nice job. And then there was a punt return where he did the exact same thing again. So for all those reasons, Elijah Fenton is the Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Way to go, Elijah Fenton, again. On senior night tonight, wanted to mention one more time, Abby Nuzzo, Jared Wilmuth, Ryan Ward, Caleb Shenfield, Sean Pitts, Elijah Fitton, Brett Thompson, Dalton Dixon, Ashton Smith, Nolan Gonzalez, Mike Gow, and Harry Morrison, and Chris Rodriguez. I missed one, Vince Adada as well. Those are your seniors. Any last words there, Cam?
Well, buckle in. Next week's going to be a ride. It's going to be a long trip down to Carson City. I hope that we can get down there and show some support for the Owls. But other than that, great game defensively, and hopefully next week we get clicking on offense to try to keep up with those little gremlins down there.
Yeah, that's
Brady.
Right. The gremlins. The Owls are 0-8 on the season, and we'll have next week's game in Carn City. One more try in the to get their first win in the division before that end of season game. So for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. For my color commentary and statistician, Cam Snodgrass, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.